Exactly. But what kind of chill pill? Would you put garlic in it? That's the question. Andrew Webb, pleasure to speak to you, food editor at culturetrip.com. Take a chill pill. It doesn't matter how you make it. Just enjoy eating it. Delighted to say John Holmes is with me now to tell me what's tell us all what's happening on his show. Can I just say are you not surprised to learn that spaghetti bolognese shouldn't have spaghetti?
Well, it's just bolognese then, isn't it?
No, but you should serve it with a tagliatelle or a pappardelle.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
What's that about?
Well, it's just pasta's what pasta. It's just the shape of it. It tastes the same, doesn't it?
What do the Italians know about pasta, for God's sake?
Nothing.
Well, that'll start them going. What's happening on your show?
I blame Brexit.
I blame Brexit. Despite Brexit, what do the Italians know about it? Right.
Yeah. What's coming up food-wise? Giving away some meat, of course, in a game of Dead or Alive. And big guest today is Paul Smith out of off of Maximo Park will be joining us. That's right.
You're going
to
give him some meat?
Well, I might slip him some.
Okay. I'm going to go to the news now.
Okay.
I think it's for the best.
You carry on.
John Holmes with you for 1 o'clock. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. From award-winning cider to freshline caught salmon, the UK is renowned for its quality produce. If you're in food and drink, it's time to take your next step by selling overseas. To get a taste for what's out there, search Exporting is Great.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. Budget, International Budget Women's Day or something today, isn't it? I'm John Holmes. Hello. Wednesday, Tanya's got the news for you.
Thanks, John. Coming up.
We are building the foundations of a stronger, fairer, more global Britain.
What's in Philip Hammond's first budget? Plus two dead in Wolverhampton stabbing. And missing RAF man bin lorry clues mean one thing.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. The Chancellor's delivering his budget in the House of Commons. Philip Hammond's being urged to announce extra funding for health and social care. He's also expected to take steps to Brexit-proof the economy in case of a downturn as the UK leaves the EU. But he's given an upbeat assessment of the country's finances.
I report today on an economy that has continued to confound the commentators with robust growth, a labour market delivering record employment and a deficit down by over two-thirds.
The Chancellor's also announced a boost for pubs in a £435 million package of measures designed to ease the burden on small businesses caused by the recent revaluation process.
Recognising the valuable role that local pubs play in our communities, I will provide a £1,000 discount on business rates bills in 2017 for all pubs with a rateable value of less than £100,000. That's 90% of all pubs in England.
In other news, two people have died and two others are injured after a stabbing in Wolverhampton. A man and a woman were pronounced dead at the scene in the Merry Hill area of the city, while a second woman's in hospital with life-threatening stab wounds. A six-hour gun battle in the Afghan capital Kabul has ended after all four attackers dressed as doctors were killed. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the assault on a military hospital in the city's diplomatic district, which has left at least 30 people dead and 50 others injured. And it's emerged a rubbish truck seen near the last known whereabouts of a missing RAF serviceman was 90 kilos heavier than first thought. The mother of Corrie McCaig says the news can only mean one thing.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet and windy for northern Scotland, rain for the south, but gradually clearing from the Midlands, dry and sunny elsewhere across the UK, and feeling pretty mild with a high 14 Celsius.
Tanya, thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't listening.
No,
I was just doing some stuff. But I'm sure it was really great.
It was.
Good.
Very
good news. Good news. Today, mineral news for you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to mineral news.
I mean, yeah. I detect a note of sarcasm.
I've been doing some research. There's more mineral news out there than I thought, so that's good.
Good. Well, that's at 3:30, of course. Bonus news brought to us by Tanya, who has to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be.
Mm.
That's the gist of it. She'll be with us all afternoons, with us for a couple of weeks, while Victoria is...
having a lovely time in Costa Rica.
Yes.
Not jealous at all.
No. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is facing even more questions about his future following last night's Champions League humiliation at home to Bayern Munich. That 5-1 hammering at the Emirates meant they lost their last 16, tied 10-2 on aggregate. Wenger's contract runs out in the summer, with some fans calling on him to walk away. The players are also coming in for heavy criticism. QPR manager Ian Holloway spoke to TalkSport about Alexis Sanchez.
When Alexis Sanchez a couple of weeks ago was brought off, how selfish was it? He put his hood up, he sat there as if it's the end of the world. Do me a favour. That ain't how you should behave when one of your teammates comes on instead of you after you've scored two, you selfish pig.
Burnley midfielder Joey Barton's free to play in the Premier League game against Liverpool this weekend. His FA hearing into betting charges has been postponed. Finally, on to rugby, and Wales have named an unchanged side to play Ireland in their Six Nations clash on Friday. Flanker Justin Tipperick will win his 50th cap. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That was I wasn't listening to that either, to be honest, but I'm sure it was also fine. Ben there with the pre-recorded sport, and you are listening to Talk Radio. As I say, it's International Budget Woman's Day, so we are going to do a programme.
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month, exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon then. Yes, it's Talk Radio. And yes, it's time
to learn through fun and play the importance of eating vegetables.
The forbidden straightened bananas.
Terrorists, Skittles. Please. They're all colours of the rainbow,
yeah,
aren't they?
So a very special visit there from the Rainbow Fairy.
Dr. Mary Barsett.
Shave the pigeon down, tattoo your reaction onto the back of it, and then send it. This afternoon, of course, all anyone is talking about is
man versus dog.
Paid intern Cornelius.
He asked those nice Russian ladies to wheel on his mattress that time.
To be collected by people with one cold hand.
Katie Hopkins is believed to have joined the Islamic State.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power,
comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then to you, and welcome to a Wednesday. Well, not just any Wednesday either, but International Women's Wednesday, of course, today. It's International Women's Day, of course, so congratulations to you if you are an international woman and you're having a day. Well done. And it's absolutely right that we celebrate it too, of course. It was on March the 8th every year. A bit of a history of it for you. It began in Petrograd, the capital of the then Russian Empire, on March the 8th, 1917. Now, there had already been a Women's Observance Day in 1909 prior to that in America. But it was the struggle of the women in Russia to get any kind of vote that really launched International Women's Day as we know it. March the 8th every year, as I say, 1917 was the first one in Petrograd, a capital of the Russian Empire. And we happily observe it as well, as it commemorates the struggle for women's rights, of course. So the advice is, today, do what you want to do. And remember how hard women have had to fight over the last century, and more than that, to achieve equality. A struggle that is, of course, ongoing. So take the day off, sit back and be proud of what has been achieved and what still can be achieved by women. And if you are taking the day off, probably a good time to get some of the ironing done as well, isn't it? It's probably, probably piling up, isn't it?
There
so it's a good
is.
Time to
yeah,
go in and... It won't take you long if you start now. Come on, love. Come on, love. Do it now. Hello, then. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And you're very welcome, whatever day you might be celebrating. Whatever day. By the way, in case you're listening to this on the radio and you haven't seen the news today, there is a story that it's on the front of all the papers today. It is the story MI5 and the CIA spying on you via your smart television. Front pages of all the papers today. I want you to rest assured. I don't want you to think that we are involved in that, embroiled in that scandal at all. The technology does exist. For us to see you out of your radio, of course. I mean, you can look. I mean, if I just do, because I mean, look, come closer to your radio, right? Because we are in here. Okay, we're in your radio. Now, in here, watching you, waiting, listening, scratching on the grill, just in your radio, scratching on the grill, sometimes depending on what we see you doing, we touch ourselves. Not today, though. Because, frankly, some of the things we have seen while we have watched you listening to this programme are things we now just can't unsee. I'm just putting that out there. Anyway, we're not like the CIA. And, frankly, well, I've just seen one listener do in his bedroom. That's enough for me. And on International Women's Day as well. I mean, show some respect, for God's sake. So here we are then, 1 till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, as like Philip Hammond holding up his battered box on the steps of number 11 Downing Street before going on to take it to the House of Commons this morning, where he's been boring everybody rigid with it for the last hour or so. We now open today's broadcasting box to see what evils come out. Chuchwit, headline hijack is very much on the way. It works like this. We'd like you to put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. Why not make it budget-related today, if you fancy? Why not? Why not do that? Here's the number, 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
right.
You'd like.
That's right, that's Made up a news. What? Make up a news story, get it into the bulletin at 2. It's what we call headline hijack. It's fake news, and we've been doing it long before that was a thing. I guess it's the news equivalent of Donald Trump jumping out at those children on a tour of the White House. You're happily listening to the news, minding your own business, then out jumps Tanya with a news lie to scare you. Get involved. The lines are open now. Headline hijack. Also this hour, we'll be going through the papers with our diversity paper review. Now, actor Riz Ahmed, you probably saw this, said in a speech that a lack of diversity on television could lead to disenfranchised minorities joining ISIS. Now, that is what Riz Ahmed has said. And we've been doing the diversity paper review on the radio for a year, and I can tell you that not one of our reviewers, which is a different minority each day, has joined ISIS. So he's right. Although I do have suspicions about Mark. Diversity paper review on the way makes us the most diverse programme on the radio. There's the day's big stories, of course, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haiku. We'll bring you the big debate at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry is one of our work experiences today. It's Ellie rounds up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. Professor Stephen Hawking will be in to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. Yesterday in the news, of course, that's more or less what he said Jeremy Corbyn is. But today, he'll be with us with a rude joke, Professor Stephen Hawking, friend of the show. There's also your chance to win some meat in a game of dead or alive later. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. So 87222 if you'd like to play
start
dead or alive.
Start your message with the word tool.
That's right. And we'll bring you hot guest action this very afternoon. We will be joined after 2 o'clock by Paul Smith. No, not that one, not the designer. The one that's the frontman of no less of a band than Maximo Park. They've got a new single and an album to flog, so he'll be here. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing. Not today. It's International Women's Day, of course. And he says he wanted to do his bit. Which, if you ask me, is a terribly sexist way to refer to her. Ass podcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Happy International Women's Day, Cass. Happy International Women's Day. She's sad. Don't be sad. International Witches Day is October the 31st. Chloe's on the buttons today.
Hi.
She's an international woman,
Chloe.
Aren't you, Chloe?
I am.
An international woman. Happy day.
Thanks, you too.
You're, and Tanya as well. Tanya's here. International Tanya.
They're taking over,
the women,
John.
The women. Okay, well, that's equality right there, isn't it? Because there's more of them than there are of us, Cornelius.
Not quite equality, really. One of them needs to go.
Yeah. And Cornelius is here as well.
Yeah.
And it used to be a woman.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well,
not that there's anything wrong with that. Just for, in case anyone wants to start a Wikipedia page, that's not true.
It is. Happy International Boss Eyed Radio Sidekick Day.
That's not a thing.
It is now.
I'm really rude, actually.
It's every day, actually. Hello, then. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. And to get into today's big story, of course, we're going to start with some music. But what big story could it possibly be connected to the song I'm about to play now? Play along at home. All the clues are there. All the clues. Play along, Cornelius.
Well, I haven't heard the song yet.
Okay. Well, it's this to get us into today's big story.
I'm right out of fear.
Ah, there it is. Today's big song to get us into today's big story. That is Maximo Park. It's called Graffiti. And I have chosen as Talk Radio's head of music to play it on the radio, but why would I be doing that? Why?
Obvious.
What's obvious? Is it today?
It's because Paul Smith is on the show later.
Paul Smith out of Off of Maximo Park.
We're doing a big half hour on it.
I mean, he is.
But I can't wait.
He's in.
So that's what it is.
2 o'clock.
That's not really a news story, though, John. You should have picked a news story.
No, that's
we're not going to get a guest on to talk about another guest we're going to have on.
It's a...
Maybe after for some
actually,
analysis.
We should do that one day. But no, it's not about it. It is on. It's a coincidence, and I've chosen this, though, in that sense. This is to get to today's big story. What do you think today's big story?
That's Graffiti.
What's today's big story? Certainly according to our boss, Denny. What's today's...
Well, unarguably, John, it is, of course, the budget.
That's right, it is.
Which is happening at the moment.
It's happening right now as Philip Hammond is doing his first ever budget.
We should get Philip Hammond on as a guest.
Yes.
Mid-budget, half-time.
Yep. Yeah, let's try that. No changes. This is the budget headlines. No changes.
What's the song got to do with the budget?
I'll get into that. No changes to previously planned up ratings of duties on alcohol. New NS&I bond will pay 2.2% on deposits up to £3,000 from next month. £300 million to support research talent and PhD places on science courses. These are all the very exciting budget headlines, of course, that we're bringing you. A £5 million fund to mark the centenary of female suffrage next year. £500 million for vocational and technical education in England. We covered that yesterday, of course. One-off £320 million for 140 new schools in England. That includes grammars. We covered that yesterday, of course. Plans aimed at helping the North Sea oil and gas industry. It's absolutely fascinating stuff. By which I mean that's quite dull. Yeah. However, how does that link to that song, Maximo Park, Graffiti?
Graffiti.
Yeah.
Graffiti is writing on the wall.
Yeah.
Is it the phrase writing on the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, the writing's on the wall. Yeah. He's made his budget now. He has to write it on a wall.
No.
Or he already has.
No.
Is it not that?
Is it the writing's on the wall for small business rates?
Yes.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Is it something to do with Maximo Park? What does Maximo mean?
Well, it's a name of a park.
Ah, is the park in the news? Is it getting a new slide thanks to the budget?
No.
Is that...
No. I'll tell you what the big story is. It's smart TVs that can see you doing things in your house and listen to you, like the CIA. Front of all the papers today, the CIA and MI5 have been developing smart TVs that can spy on you. That's the big story.
That's not...
Maximo Park Graffiti.
How's that?
Because Paul Smith, I saw Paul Smith when I was researching the interview. I saw a clip of him on stage, and he's wearing a nice watch. And I thought, TVs, they can watch you, can't they? Because of MI5. So, and Paul Smith's got a nice watch. So
that's extra frustrating because I have seen them live, and he was wearing a nice watch. Yeah. Right in front of me, so that's stupid.
Yeah, so it's an easy way to link to today's big story, which we will be talking about next. As broadcast is Through the Glass. Through the miserable window. Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day.
You've been mean to me all morning, and now because we're on air, suddenly, happy International Women's Day. I don't care, John. I don't care about your words or what you say to me.
You threw an orange at me.
I did.
Can you
it didn't hit you in the face, unfortunately.
In the what? Fair. Fair. Could you get us a guest, please? Thanks. Cass is going to get us a guest next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre the BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's long delays for the northbound M6 through Staffordshire, midway between junctions 14 and 15 near Stoke. There's two lanes closed after a live fire. Queues are turning back to around junction 13. Routes around Stafford are very slow as a result of these restrictions. The southbound A1 through Rutland has reopened, but is still very slow as you move between Great Casterton and the Rutland Water Turn. All restrictions on the A14 and the M11 in Cambridgeshire have reopened after a chemical spill, but north of Belfast, the A2 Shore Road remains closed in and out of the city because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
At this time of year, it's all rain, big coats, and short days. At SEAT, we think you deserve a treat. With our beautifully created winter drive offer, you can pick up a new Ibiza FR for just £199 per month, with an initial rental of £499. And that's not the only treat. We'll also give you an extra £500 off on top of all existing offers when you test drive any new SEAT. Search SEAT for more.
48-month contract hire on the Ibiza SEFR Tech 1.290 PS, subject to status, 18s and over, T's and C's apply. Cars ordered by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. You will not own the vehicle. £500 is put towards your monthly rentals. Visit seat.co.uk, Seat Financial Services.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions coming in very quickly. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, remember the weird advert from the end of the Serial podcast? That's coming from MailKimp. John, we'll show you what we can do with a load of balls and a snooker cue. That's coming from Chaz and Dave and the Matchroom mob. So thanks very much.
Thanks very much indeed. Right, let's talk about today's big story. So, Philip Hammond, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, has, as I say, been droning on. He still is. He's still in the Commons right now, as I speak, boring the life out of everybody there. And he's been doing that for just over, well, for quite a bit over an hour now. But it feels longer, doesn't it? With the budget. So far, we've learned that drivers who own cars that run on beer will be forced to pay more. That's because of the international increase in the price of a barrel of beer. Something that's already filtered, or unfiltered, if that's the type of beer, through to the beer pumps. We know that from midnight tonight, he's just announced this in the Commons to the House, from midnight tonight the NHS will be closed down to make way for housing. And we learn that former Conservative Deputy Prime Minister Lord Michael Heseltine has been dumped from his role of advisor as part of the government's new Brexit rebel scrappage scheme. But the problem is, it's all very boring. So instead, let's talk about the fact that the CIA can see you through your telly! Now, WikiLeaks have WikiLeaked more documents, this time detailing how the secret services, including MI5, are able to and have been turning your television and phones into bugging devices and even take photographs of yourself. It's a secret hacking program, that's what the papers are all saying today. It can hear you and see you while you watch terror material, such as ITV's The Nightly Show, or enjoy films such as Two Girls, One Cup. The CIA program is called Weeping Angel. It allows the security services to gain access to, well, they experimented with Samsung televisions. Terrifying or necessary in the war on terror? On the line is Rob Pritchard. He's founder of cybersecurityexpert.com. And, well, good afternoon, Rob. Hello.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hello. Now, you are hearing me through your telephone, of course, a well-known listening device, Rob, since the well-known terrorist Alexander Graham Bell invented it. And, well, that's just the tip of the communication iceberg, because now it turns out we can be spied on through our televisions. How is this possible, Rob?
Well, it's possible because smart televisions basically have a computer in them, as do lots of smart devices now, including things like refrigerators and kettles even. And plenty of times, these smart devices aren't that smart, and they're not very well secured. They're pushed out to be cheap. And no thought really is given to security, and that's what the CIA are trying to exploit.
Right, so in terms of how they get in, then, it's a case of hacking televisions, I suppose. Do they target televisions, or is it kind of a blanket thing they're able to do in the hope of picking something up?
Well, I don't think so. It's impossible to tell, really, from what's been released by WikiLeaks. What's in the public domain sounds more like it was a proof of concept and that they proved they could do it, because it required them, for what was written in the dump, required physical access to the device, so the CIA would have to come around and break into your house to compromise your television, which I'm guessing they're probably not doing to most people. It would be quite time-consuming.
Yes.
But it's not something that you have to worry about right now, I don't think.
Right. Well, the thing is, I in terms of the technology available, it's because we're hearing this thing about the fake-off switch as well, in that you think you've turned the television off when, in fact, it's still on. I mean, there's a lot of that in this report. But in terms of how it listens to you, I mean, that suggests that the technology is in there to listen to. Is it these voice-activated ones? Is that do, you know, respond to your voice via a microphone, and it's that they're... It's those smart televisions.
Well, it has to have a microphone in for it to pick up your voice. Yes, so they must be exploiting those with those things like that. Yeah, but remember, lots of your devices are listening to you. And if I say, "Hey Siri," hopefully my phone's not going to reply to me.
Yeah.
But my phone is sat there right now, listening to all the everything that's going on in my house. And when it picks up, "Hey Siri," it responds. And equally, people who have like the Amazon Echo, that kind of thing. Again, that's sitting there listening to you all the time. So if somebody compromised that, or compromised Amazon itself, or maybe compromised Apple, they could they could bug your house with the device that you've provided for them.
So you've essentially bugged your own house via the back door, essentially, in that case.
Basically, yeah, we're turning over all this data to private companies, which might actually be worse than giving it to the CIA, depending on your perspective.
A cynic might say, Rob, that this whole new, because the smart technology wave that we're currently in the middle of, the Amazon Echo, Siri, kettles, fridges that have computers in them, a cynic might say it's all part of a big plot in order to be listening to us all the time.
Sadly, I don't think that's likely. I think it's more... I think it could be used for that, certainly, but I doubt that's what's driving it. I think it's more the consumer demand that's taking us there. I think these first generations of devices, though, are certainly something of a security disaster. Not so much, actually, Amazon or Siri, but lots of things, cheap things, like you can get Wi-Fi-enabled light switches and things like that, and they're not very well secured, and there's lots of vulnerabilities as well in things people use, like CCTV cameras that plug them into your home Wi-Fi so you can keep an eye on your house from anywhere you go.
Yeah.
They're not totally well locked down, so anybody could keep an eye on your house from anywhere.
But essentially, what we know is that that stuff's now in our houses, and the technology exists for them to do this to us if they want to.
Yeah, hi Rob. I was just wondering, I've written down a list here, and I just want to check whether they can be hacked or not. Can a smart kettle be hacked, like a Wi-Fi kettle?
Almost certainly, yeah. I don't know what the brands are, and it's not anything I've tried, but yeah, almost certainly we'll be able to. All of these things, anything that connects to your network and allows you to access it via an app on your phone, for instance, is going to have a computer in it, and almost certainly will be hackable.
Electronic blanket?
It
heats up when you plug it in.
Well, hopefully not if it's not. The traditional ones, like the ones I had as a kid, won't be because they're not networked in any way. But again, if they're smart ones, in quotes, if you can get one of those, probably.
Nutribullet.
Oh, I've got a Nutribullet. I don't think it could be hacked. No.
iPhones.
Make nice juices. iPhones are pretty tough to hack, actually.
iMacs.
It's difficult. iMacs definitely can be.
Big Macs,
perhaps a bit more hard to do.
And also a smart car.
A smart car, yes, they can. There have been demonstrations of people hacking cars.
Smart cars, so don't buy smart cars.
Yeah.
Or if you do, keep it up to date, keep it patched.
Okay, thanks. Cheers, Rob.
Good advice from Rob there. We live in a dangerous world. Rob, I mean, obviously the CIA haven't said whether or not this is true. They never pass comment on these things. But basically, the technology is there. If we are worried about it, what do we do? Do we not buy this stuff, or do we just think, oh, it doesn't matter anyway?
Well, to be honest, some of the early generation things I wouldn't buy, but I mean, that probably isn't going to be true of everybody. If you are buying things, then make sure you lock it down as best you can. Do some research online. Look at what people are saying on Twitter. People like me, for instance, I share links to people about how to lock this stuff down.
Yep.
Give it some thought, I think is probably what I'd recommend. Before you buy everything and connect it to your home network, just think about what the impact might be if, for instance, you had an internet outage. You still turn off your lights or turn on your kettle?
Fine.
And also, what data are you sharing with the service provider?
Okay, a final question, because obviously it's happening now. Any thoughts about the budget, Rob?
The budget, to be honest, I was a bit worried about something you said about beer. That was what stuck in my mind. I don't run my car on it, but I do drink it. So
yeah,
I'm going to have to go check that out now.
I mean, that's to be honest with you, I mean, I'm looking at the Chancellor has been speaking, Jeremy Corbyn's now speaking in the Commons. It's all very, you know, borrowing forecast for 2018 revised down to 46.5 billion. Local business rates for small businesses. They've got a lot. All we care about, Rob, is beer, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
They might as well just lead with that.
Yeah, that's the upfront thing for me, completely, yeah. Okay. That and my smartphone, obviously.
There we have it. Rob Pritchard, founder of cybersecurityexpert.com, which is where to go to get advice if you want to know how to lock down your gadgets. That's him joining us on the phone there, and he's concerned, like everybody, really, about the price of beer after the budget. We'll be taking budget live after the news as we talk to our roving reporter, Alex Dibble, who is down in Downing Street. Or up in Downing Street, depending on the direction you're viewing Downing Street from. Anyway, we've basically hacked into Dibble, and we'll be talking to him after the news with Tanya on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Well, speaking of beer, most pubs are going to be given a £1,000 discount as part of measures to help firms in England deal with changes to business rates. The plan's been set out by the Chancellor during his budget. Philip Hammonds also announced rises in national insurance bills for higher paid self-employed workers and insisted the government will work for everyone.
Too many families are still feeling the squeeze almost a decade after the crash. So our job is not done. And our task today is to take the next steps in preparing Britain for a global future.
There are no changes to previously planned upratings of duties on alcohol and tobacco, but there will be a new minimum excise duty on cigarettes based on a pack priced at £7.35. Stay with Talk Radio for more on today's budget throughout the afternoon. Elsewhere, one woman has died and a second is critically ill after being stabbed by a man who later killed himself. Police used stun grenades to storm a flat in Wolverhampton as they try to subdue the attacker. Gunmen dressed as doctors have killed 30 people in an assault on a hospital in Kabul. Afghan defence officials say the attackers, who were linked to Islamic State, were all killed during a six-hour battle. Samsung says it's investigating WikiLeaks claims that its smart TVs have been used by intelligence agencies to spy on people. Documents claim MI5 and the CIA worked together to hack the devices. And in sport, Wales have named an unchanged team to play Ireland in their Rugby Union Six Nations encounter on Friday. It means head coach Rob Howley sticking with the same players who were beaten by Scotland last time out. The weather will wet and windy for northern Scotland, rain for the south, but gradually clearing from the Midlands, dry and sunny elsewhere across the UK, and feeling mild with the high 14 Celsius.
Any news?
There's more news in half an hour.
Any news on how the budget's going to affect the weather, Tanya? Anything the Chancellor's statement about how it might affect the future weather?
No, not really.
I use the word forecast a lot, but I'm guessing not in relation to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If he does say anything, though, do keep us up to date.
I will.
Thank you very
much.
Tania here as well later, of course, with bonus news. It's mineral news today. She will have that in around 2 hours' time. She'll also be back in about 25 minutes with today's headline hijack, which will be hiding, of course, nestling inside the actual news bulletin. If you'd like to make a news story up, then do. And then send it to us. Do it now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's headline hijack and it's on Talk Radio. We're going to talk to Alex Dibble next.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do that! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Some of your reactions, of course, have been coming in to today's big story. Cornelius has been collating them.
Lots coming in. John, I've binned my smart TV, my smartphone, my smart boiler, my smart kettle and my smart child. I'm not making any taking any chances. John, I am a terrorist and I'm very scared of getting caught, as I always like to plot my attacks bang in front of the telly.
Yeah.
I find watching shows like Loose Women helps rile me up, and that's come in from a terrorist. Thank you, terrorist.
Thank you very much, terrorist. If you are a terrorist and you would like to send us a message, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And put hashtag terrorist. In the House of Commons, Philip Hammond, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, has finally shut his boring face. He's been going on about NSI bonds, paying 2.2% on deposits up to £3,000 from next month. £300 million to support research. Tax-free dividend allowance reduced from 2000. And now Jeremy Corbyn's speaking. So let's not listen to him and instead go over live to Downing Street, where Talk Radio's roving reportress Alex Dibble is waiting. Alex, can you hear me?
I can indeed. Although, I don't know who told you I was in Downing Street, because I'm outside Parliament.
Okay, I'll do that again. Hang on. Here we go. Let's go over to outside Parliament, where Talk Radio's reporteress Alex Dibble is waiting. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, John.
So, what can you tell us about Parliament?
About Parliament. It's a wonderful building, yep. And there are some people inside talking about money.
Good. Tell us what they've told us.
Well, on pubs, I know you're interested in beer and alcohol, John.
Yep.
On pubs, the shadow pubs minister, I know, Toby Perkins, has tweeted that this £1,000 discount that Philip Hammond's announced in the budget,
yep,
to help pubs get by isn't actually a discount at all. He's saying that it's just not as high an increase as everyone else is getting. So he's saying their actual business rate is still going to be going up. It's just going to be going up by a grand less than other people's.
Yeah.
So really, it's not a reduction at all, is his point.
All we give a toss about is beer more expensive now than it was earlier?
It'll be about the same, mate.
Right. What's the noise in the background there? Is there a protest?
There is a protest. It's International Women's Day, as you know.
There's people protesting against women. That's terrible.
I'm not sure it's people protesting against women. I think it's people for the female cause, using the opportunity of plenty of media on College Green try and get some coverage.
Right, I want to stop you there because that's sexist. The cause weren't all female. There was Jim Corr in the band as well. And he's a man. So
there's a clown just turned up there in a clown car. That's what it sounds like.
No, there are just quite a few people with banners and whistles and what are those things that you swirl around on in sports stadiums, things like that.
I tend to be my T-shirt.
No. It's one of those, it makes like a clapper noise.
Ah, clickety-clacker.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Any more news on the budget?
self-employed people, they're going to have to pay more tax and national insurance.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, I know. Because basically, Philip Hammond was saying that if you earn the same amount being self-employed as someone else who's employed, you'll end up paying quite significantly less tax and national insurance.
Yeah, but
that's why we do it!
Also, we don't get holiday pay, do we?
No, you don't get holiday pay.
No, or workplace benefits or sick pay. So he can shove that up his red box.
Yeah, but then...
Can you shove it up his red box right now?
You use the NHS and public services like the rest of us, but you don't pay half as much in, do you?
Yeah, well, I don't get holiday pay, do I?
I'm on private. I can afford it because of the tax I save.
Get over it.
This is the best budget analysis I've ever heard anywhere, frankly. Just opinionated. Alex Dibble, tell us how the budget's going to affect you personally.
Well, I was waiting for some stamp duty news because I am looking into moving and potentially buying somewhere. And then I was listening to Philip Hammond and I had to break away from him to talk to you before he talked about stamp duty. So I missed the one thing I was actually hoping to hear about.
Right. Sorry about that. give us the latest then. Just give us... This is what you have to say to reporters, isn't it? Give us the latest.
The latest is, I think Jeremy Corbyn's talking.
That's right.
There were quite a few jokes in Philip Hammond's budget speech about Jeremy Corbyn, actually.
Yep.
My favourite one, I think, was he's investing in driverless cars, a technology which the opposition seems to know much about.
That was quite a good strong joke.
There were a couple of others which also got big laughs, and I can't remember what they were.
Okay, well, it's funny you should say that, because when we were about to come on air, 7 minutes before this show started, our boss, Denny, said, can you make sure you have loads of coverage of the budget in the programme? Now, given that the programme had already been planned by that, and 7 minutes isn't really long enough to do anything, and the main coverage of the budget will be tomorrow when it's all in the papers, of course, and all the analysis begins, what we did was write some jokes, like Philip Hammond, about the budget, Alex. So, do you want to hear one?
Can I give you one? I've remembered one that he said.
Yes, please.
He said, "It's not called the last Labour government for nothing." That was slightly out of context, to be fair. It was funnier than that.
Okay. Here's one we've got.
What does complacency have in common with Mary and Joseph?
Uh-huh. Go on.
Both had no room.
No room.
Because Philip Hammond said that there was no room for complacency in the budget.
Good one.
And Mary and Joseph, there was no room at the inn.
Yeah, good.
Why are the UK the arsenal of GDP?
Because they keep finishing seventh or something?
Fourth place.
Yeah.
I didn't check the table for that, and I know they lost last night.
You got another one?
Why did Chris Difford blush?
Who is Chris Difford?
Because despite it being almost 10 years since the financial crash, Britain is still feeling the squeeze.
Chris Difford's in Squeeze.
The band.
He's the lead singer. That needs some work.
Yeah. Anyway, we've written some jokes because Danny told us to. We only had 7 minutes. What do you expect? So there's the budget there. Anything final to add? Alex Dibble pointlessly standing outside Parliament when really you could have just said it all here.
No, not really. Although I'm going to join the protest.
Yep.
And I don't have a whistle, so I'm just going to have to use my own mouth. So goodbye, John. Goodbye, Con.
Give us a there he is. Alex Dibble there, outside International Budget Woman's Day Lament for Talk Radio this afternoon. Right, okay, in the next bit, Diversity Paper Review. We will be going through the papers and, of course, bringing you more of Philip Hammond's and our jokes about the budget as the afternoon wears on, and more details, of course, as we get them. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Hi everyone, today's experiment is with HMTD.
These are the words of a lone terrorist. Unknown to the authorities. It was thanks to a call from the public that he became known to the police and they could investigate. If you see anything suspicious, act on it. Call police on 0800 789 321. Call, visit, act confidentially. For the full inside story, visit gov.uk/act or search Code Severe, a podcast series.
Now, we have a long list of things to get through in today's meeting, so let's get started. We need someone to pick up the cakes for the cake sale.
I'll do it.
Sally, brilliant. And we need someone to drive to the florist for the...
Me? And why don't I pick up the school rabbit from the vet?
Aren't you scared of rabbits?
Well, it's time to face my fear. Whatever reasons you find to come back, you'll earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up at Esso. Many happy returns. Participating sites only. Terms and minimum spend apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still long delays for the M6 through Staffordshire. Between junctions 14 for Stafford North and 15 for Stoke, two lanes are still out after a lorry fire. Queues are back to junction 13. Traffic around Stafford is solid as a result of those restrictions. The A14 and the M11 in Cambridgeshire are moving well again, but the A428 through Ettersley, which is actually used as part of the diversion during the closures of the A14 and the M11, is completely blocked because of an accident. And north of Belfast, the A2 Shore Road, blocked because of an accident as you head in and out of the city around Northwood Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
At this time of year, it's all rain, big coats, and short days. At SEAT, we think you deserve a treat. With our beautifully created winter drive offer, you can pick up a new Ibiza FR for just £199 per month, with an initial rental of £499. And that's not the only treat. We'll also give you an extra £500 off on top of all existing offers when you test drive any new SEAT. Search SEAT for more.
48-month contract hire on the Ibiza SEFR Tech 1.2 90PS, subject to status, 18s and over, T's and C's apply. Cars ordered by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. You will not own the vehicle. £500 is put towards your monthly rentals. Visit sayat.co.uk, Sayat Financial Services.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And well, yes, budget news. Corbyn is responding, of course, now to Philip Hammond's first ever budget in the House of Commons. Utter complacency about the state of our economy, Jeremy Corbyn is saying right now, out of his useless, unelectable mouth. £300 million to support research talent and PhD places on science courses. There, of course, classic Tory government there giving money to science rather than the arts, which is, of course, going to take more cuts, as it does traditionally under a Tory government. So there's a lot of thing going on in the budget today. We know that the CIA can spy on you while you're plotting terror in front of your television. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right. It's all right, that is, because we're here to help you by taking the news and dripping it through the filter marked Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We bring you an easy-to-understand news in haikus.
French zoo rhino, her rambade for its horn for my new grand piano.
Bernos! In haikus. What I say.
Go on.
What are hairdressers enjoying? Why are hairdressers enjoying this year's budget?
I don't know. Why are hairdressers enjoying this year's budget? But what is it?
Budget.
Yeah, budget.
Because of the cutting of business rates.
No, it's cutting business, as in they're cutting businesses, aren't they, hairdressers?
Cutting.
Don't just say the word.
Just doing jokes about the budget, that's what I'm doing. If you've got a joke about the budget you'd like to send, just make one up like that. Send it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's see what's in the papers. It's a diversity paper review, available only on Talk Radio. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, of course, as each day a different diversity minority comes in here and reviews the papers for us. The whole box-ticking spectrum run through completely by us. It saves them all running off to join ISIS, like Riz Ahmed would have said in his speech. Not one of our paper reviewers has joined ISIS since this began, so it proves it works. Yeah, thank you, Riz, yes. Our diversity today, though, is Matt Blom. He is a...
I'm Jewish.
Yes. Yes!
And I've never been to Syria.
Exactly. You've never been out of North London, that's why. So what's in the papers, Matt?
Oh, so much in the papers. Lots of budget chat in the papers.
Of course, but speculative.
And not speculative. We also now know what's going on in the budget. Mm. But my favourite part of the budget is that Jeremy Corbyn has a new tie, and it's purple.
It is. I'm looking at it now. It says UKIP.
It does, doesn't
not,
it?
I mean, not literally. That'd be weird if he had a tie with,
message,
with UKIP written on it. I mean, that's a way of defecting. But, you know, but it is a UKIP-coloured tie. You're right.
It is. He used to have the same suit, and he had it for about a year, and then someone obviously said to him, you've got to get a new suit, Jezza.
Yeah.
And he's done that now, and he looks quite sharp. He does look like a geography teacher, though.
Yeah, but he always looked like it. I mean, it's the patches on the elbows that give it away.
Yeah, I know.
So, good. I mean, so but the papers, I mean, have been speculating, of course, all about the budget. Have they been broadly right? Because it's all leaked now before.
Yeah, we knew that schools were going to be getting extra funding, and that was possibly going to open more grammar schools, although we didn't know about the social care funding.
Yeah.
They're going to get an extra £2 billion of social care funding, which is obviously great news for...
anyone people. Needing social care.
What about, what about that council that's just
in
up
Surrey.
To its, council
well, Surrey having the referendum on not to up council tax, so that hasn't been confirmed yet.
But is there anything in there, or will there be? I mean, the budget's kind of overtaking most of this at the moment, but of course we now know there was a leak from Surrey Council where the government had denied a sweetheart deal for Surrey Council not to have this referendum, right?
Mm.
The government denied there was any kind of deal, but now a leak from that has suggested that there was a deal. Is there going to be any fallout for Theresa May with regarding that?
I think there probably will be once this all calms down. Obviously, budget day, it's huge day. It's like the political version of transfer deadline day.
Yes. Is that like International Women's Day?
Yeah.
And it's got to do with transfer?
Transfer deadline day is football.
Transfer. Sport. What's transfer? Is that a...
No, it's not. You're wrong. It's
I get confused. There's a lot.
There's so many days.
Oh, I see. There's a lot of days. Go on.
So many days in the
week. So it's International Women's Day. It's International Transfer Day.
No. It's not. No. It's sometimes transfer deadline day.
Right.
Twice a year. August 31st. August 31st, usually in January 31st.
Right, and the budget's twice a year.
Budget, twice a year, spring and autumn budget.
But that's stopping.
As of next year.
Yeah.
That's right.
And International Women's Day is today.
Yeah.
International Men's Day is November 17th.
19th.
Is it 19th?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. So
International
days.
Witches Day, October the 31st. Cassie's happy with that one.
Mm-hmm. International Maths Day, February 25th.
Right.
My birthday.
Okay, fine.
Don't give that out on the radio.
Why not? They can send me treats.
No one will. So, all right, so what else is in the papers then?
Mary Berry is in the papers. Yes. Everyone's favourite cooking grandma.
Yeah.
She looks lovely as always. And
is that like cooking sherry, i.e. she's not a good grandma? So you know you've got the good sherry, and you've got the cooking sherry.
You've got like cooking wine, cooking apples.
Yeah, you know that. Is it like she's a grandma but not as good as
Is she actually a grandma?
I don't know. That's what he just said.
She might be.
Okay.
I reckon she is.
All right.
But she's caused a lot of controversy for her new spaghetti bolognese recipe.
Which doesn't contain...
It doesn't...
contain spaghetti or
doesn't
something.
Doesn't
contain... Is that right?
Oh, well, looking from the photo, it looks more tagliatelle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which is an issue. But it does contain white wine and cream, which I don't really make spaghetti bolognese because I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like mincemeat on pasta, essentially.
Why?
I just don't think it goes.
What do you mean it doesn't go?
Mincemeat on pasta.
What would you put mincemeat on?
Mincemeat, you can turn it into burgers. So, on a bun.
Yeah, but you can turn it into... lasagna.
Lasagna? I don't really like lasagna.
Oh.
See? It's fine. It's just my taste buds and your taste buds.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't... White wine and cream and spaghetti bolognese?
It's more of a carbonara, isn't it?
Mm. I mean, is it the cooking white wine? Is it the bad white wine?
I don't know. So what's the controversy? Just that she's put that in it?
Yeah.
And that passes as news?
It's so contrary. I mean, the Daily Mail, page 3, have literally given this 3/4 of a page. So... You know, they've
has she released this recipe? I mean, what's the story? That just some PR for a new series or something?
Possibly, but there's a cartoon and it says some Italians may find the following scenes distressing whilst a gentleman watches her make this on the TV.
Right.
How do you make your spaghetti bolognese, John? Do you cook?
I'm firmly of the belief if you can read, you can cook because you just follow a thing.
Yeah.
So it's not hard, is it?
Cooking is just heating food up.
Yeah, but if you can read the instructions, if you can read a thing, just make it like it says. I wouldn't want to make it up from scratch myself because I'd
mess
that up.
Do you not experiment with food and stuff?
Well, you know, in the bedroom. What? Was that what you're asking?
I went to a cooking class on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was a curry cooking class on Brick Lane.
Yeah.
And when I say
of course it was.
And when I say I went out of North London, when I say that I learned to cook, I essentially watched the chef from the restaurant cook while I occasionally stirred the saucepan. I have no idea how you make traditional Indian
curries. Is this a pay-per-view or an insight into Matt's life?
I'm not sure.
I've lost track now.
Also,
all we've heard about is his birthday and his cooking course. That's all we've heard.
There's absolutely no information suggesting on Wikipedia that Mary Berry is a grandma.
So you are so uninformed.
I can tell you about the budget. I can also tell you about a new frog that's been named after TV's Sir David Attenborough.
Do it very quickly.
What's its name?
Very quickly. It's a rubber frog called Attenborough.
Great story. Right, that's the news there with the newspapers with Matt. Matt, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
Reminders of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
That's right. So there it is, a diversity paper review on the radio after 2 o'clock. Our guest today, Paul Smith, out of off of Maximo Park, will be joining us to talk about his new album and his new single. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. However, before that, we need today's headline hijack. Some stuff been coming in, Cornelius.
Yes, this is from Michael. It says, to mark International Women's Day, Berkshire Council have given a one-day tax rebate to every woman within the county.
Mm-hmm.
To apply for the rebate, all you have to do is pop along to your local post office within the next week with some ID and prove that you are a female.
Thank
I don't know
you.
How you do that.
Very much indeed. But we do need a winner. Someone's made-up news story will be in the news bulletin, which is coming very shortly. There to fool those not listening to this bit, Cornelius, who has won?
It's Rob.
Rob, he or she is from where?
Liverpool.
Right, and he or she has got their made-up news story in the news, which is next. And as I say, we'll talk to Paul Smith from Maximo Park next. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Will you find a fiver? A tenner? A 20? Or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun this Saturday? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun this Saturday. It pays to read The Sun. Terms and conditions apply.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, Wednesday, Budget Day, International Women's Day. So look at this, we've got an international woman, it's Tanya, with news of the budget. See, we don't just throw this together. And here she is with budget news.
Thank you very much. Coming up, it is Budget Day, what it means for you. Plus, two people are dead after a stabbing attack in Wolverhampton. And bright pink water comes out of taps in Canada.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. The Chancellor's claimed the Tories are the party of the NHS as he announced extra money for social care in his budget. Philip Hammond's promised increased funding by £2 billion in England over the next 3 years.
That's £2 billion over the next 3 years, with £1 billion available in 17-18.
And £100 million has been earmarked for triage by GPs inside A&E units. He's also announced a string of measures to help companies deal with changes to business rates, including a £1,000 discount for most pubs. But higher-paid self-employed people will face rising national insurance payments. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has responded to today's budget, accusing the Chancellor of making cuts that benefit just a privileged few.
This was a budget of utter complacency about the state of our economy. Utter complacency about the crisis facing our public services and the reality of daily life for millions of people.
In other news, one woman has died and a second is critically ill after being stabbed by a man who later killed himself. Police used stun grenades to storm a flat in Wolverhampton as they tried to subdue the attacker. People in a Canadian town have been shocked to find bright pink water coming out of their taps. Authorities in Onaway, Alberta, say the colours due to a faulty valve that allowed potassium permanganate to get into the water supply. The chemicals used widely in the treatment of water to remove iron and the smell of rotten eggs that can arise from other substances present in pipeline networks. And it's reported Scarlett Johansson has filed for divorce from her husband. The couple, who've been married for 2.5 years, have a 3-year-old daughter, Rose Dorothy.
Is the pink water not a celebration of International Women's Day?
I don't think so.
Could be. Mm. Not the bit that makes it smells of an egg.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah.
But the you know.
It could be. Who knows?
I don't think so.
But
it's a sort of tease towards Mineral News as that, isn't it?
Anyway. Oh, yeah. We're suggesting that girls only like pink.
I would never suggest that.
No. What colour gender stereotyping?
Yeah. Mm. What colour's your jumper?
Okay, it's pink. Oh, right. That is just a coincidence.
Okay, fine.
Did you wash it in it? Was it a white jumper and you washed it in Canada this morning?
No.
Tony's got the weather now. It's the International Women's Day weather.
Radio National Weather.
It's wet and windy for northern Scotland and rain for the south. It's dry and sunny elsewhere and the high pretty mild, 14 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. Back with bonus news at 3:30, of course, and we'll keep you up to date with all of the budget news and what it might mean for you as the afternoon wears on here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. More questions about the future are heading Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger's way following last night's Champions League humiliation at home to Bayern Munich. That 5-1 hammering at the Emirates meant the Gunners lost their last 16 tie 10-2 on aggregate. Wenger's contract runs out in the summer, with some fans calling on him to walk away. Former Gunners goalkeeper Jens Lehmann told us Wenger should stay and it's the players who need to take a long, hard look at themselves.
Some players give you the impression that if it's really getting tough, they don't really care anymore.
the generation now seems to be like that.
There's one game in the Premier League this evening. Manchester City will cut Chelsea's lead at the top of the table to 8 points if they beat Stoke at the Etihad. Burnley midfielder Joey Barton's free to play in the Premier League game against Liverpool this weekend. His FA hearing into betting charges has been postponed. Finally, rugby. Wales have named an unchanged side to play Ireland in their Six Nations clash on Friday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Brexit could be delayed an extra day after an online petition calling for all pavements to be carpeted has gained enough signatures to be debated in Parliament. Whilst humorous petitions are not normally honoured, the Parliamentary Committee has said that there have been real arguments to carpet all the pavements following successful trials in Sweden.
Thank you very much indeed, Tanya, there with the news. Next, we talk to Paul Smith out of off of Maximo Park.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
They have got a brand new single out. It's called Risk to Exist.
Improve the hand you dealt. Now if we extend the situation to a broad one instead of the cell, how can we not extend a hand into the perilous waters of hell?
Are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that was a new single from Maximo Park, Risk to Exist. See, what you've done there, Paul Smith from Maximo Park,
there you go.
Is come up with a tongue twister title.
We always seem to do that. I did a tour with my solo band, The Intimations, and we got a lot of imitations. Even on in the dressing rooms, people would put on the fridge, this is the rider of the Imitations.
Yeah.
And I just ended up taking photographs of them and putting them online and seeing how many we could actually get.
Yeah, you're quite the photographer, actually, aren't you?
I try my best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where did that all start then? What was your... Because you've done a book out, you've done...
I've actually... When I was at art college in... Yeah. Well, it was in Hartlepool, part of Cleveland College of Art and Design. And before I went to university, I did a foundation course. And funnily enough, a lot of the things that you end up doing these days, you know, in terms of whether it's putting out a book of photography or even the lyrics, a lot of it comes from that formative time where you start getting interested in, I suppose, arty things, and get introduced to people who know a bit more about it, and you speak to your teachers. I remember we had a photography teacher called Phil Rodriguez, and he did it old school. It was all in the lab, you get to focus your camera, which is all automatically done these days. Things have changed since I was a lad.
Well, your thing is, it's like anything. It's like if you've got the basic skill. I always think that, like with editing, okay, because people digitally edit now, but I used to edit on quarter-inch tape when I was doing music editing and stuff, right? But that sort of skill set then just leads you neatly into, you know, and then you tut at people who've never done it.
Yeah, well, it's all kind of training. Everything that you do up till now, whatever it is you do, is all training for where you are right now. And funnily enough, when I finished university and was working in a call centre and had no creative outlets really, and that's when the band asked me to join, and I wasn't a singer or anything like that. It's a long story.
We've got ages.
All right then, here we go.
Let's
then.
Go,
I was actually just singing in a club, not professionally or anything, just whilst playing pool.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anybody could hear me because it was just blasting. It was Stevie Wonder's, like a funk and soul club in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And so Tom's, our drummer's now wife, was stood next to me and said, "Paul can sing in tune, you know." And he was like, "Oh, I didn't know Paul could sing." And neither did I. But I was also playing guitar in an instrumental band. And because we had no vocals, we used to have films behind us, and it was quite relaxed. But sometimes it'd get quite heavy, and I would sort of jump up and down, and I'd wear a suit and kind of try and get the attention and be almost like a front person for this instrumental band.
Yeah.
So Tom put two and two together, knowing me, and said, "Would you like to be in this band?" And as I say, I was working in a call centre at the time and just thought, Oh, singing in front of other people sounds a bit embarrassing, but I'll give it a go. Something,
thank God you did.
Well, something a bit different, you know, yeah. And, you know, my university training and whatever, I'd done linguistics and art history, and I'd done an MA in all sorts of different cultural studies.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'll never get a job and use these kind of things. But now with writing the lyrics in the band and all that, you know, you, especially six albums in which we are now, you need to draw upon different things. And you know, I studied poetry and literature.
Yeah, yeah.
And funnily enough, I've ended up doing something to do with words as my so-called job.
Yeah.
So, you know, it all ends up building into where you are now.
Yeah, so poetry's interesting as well, isn't it? Because you've got, and I like that you've got all these extra interests as well, which, as you say, came from this art school, I guess, creative. I did a foundation course in art as well.
Yeah.
And in the same way, I found myself, and I couldn't quite decide what I liked doing most, because obviously you do everything in there, like from sculpture.
Yeah, that's right.
Screening, photography. And it was photography that I kind of ended up being interested in as well. But as you say, it's that, you know, the hands-on developing trays and all that kind of
yes.
stuff. I mean, you don't still do the old
no.
school version of that?
There is a developing mechanism and all of the different things in our house at the moment.
Ah, enlarger,
but, yeah, the yeah, enlarger, yeah. all of that stuff. But it hasn't been used yet. It's one of those kind of pipe dreams that you think, oh well, maybe we'll have a dark room one day and get yeah. back to it. What I ended up doing a lot of when we were on tour was using my PDs, my per diems, which you get given every day
yeah.
To buy food. I would eat the rider and starve myself, not really, but you know, yeah. eat less expensive meals, and I'd just go and buy some Polaroid film and go out and take photographs of wherever I was and try and get away from the life on tour thing and just take advantage of the fact that we were in a totally different place,
yeah.
because it's easy to sit around a lot on tour, and I'm not a perfect person. I like to waste time fiddling around on the internet and, you know, getting on Twitter and that kind of stuff just as much as anybody else, but I would always try and get out there and see something of the where I was, whether it was Detroit or
yeah.
somewhere in Barcelona or whatever.
It's interesting you say that, because a lot of people that I've interviewed who, you know, travel around the world as musicians and everything, and one of the big things is we don't see outside the hotel room, and because you've got to make the effort, right?
That's, yeah, well, you've got to get up and you've got to yeah. probably not be drunk
yeah.
still. Which, you know, I'm sure I've taken a lot of drunken Polaroids on a midday after getting up and having a few hours sleep. But yeah, I guess I'm more disciplined than I ever was. And when just at the start of the band, you know, there was a lot of drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would always make the effort to get up, and I probably can't do that now. I don't think I'm capable of it. But yeah, I felt like it could only be an album that, and then the next one nobody buys, and
yeah.
you know, you go back to working in the call centre or whatever. So I've always had that mentality of just try and take advantage of where you are. I know. Well, this is it. It's the new rock and roll is to be not rock and roll.
That's a quote. So let's talk about the music, because now you won't remember this, and there's no reason why you should, but I'm going to tell you this. We've met before.
Yes.
Right? And you know, it was on Steve Lamacq's Round Table.
Yes.
Yeah, you're saying that, you don't
know. No, of course. I haven't been on that many times.
Yeah. But no, we met, and it was, I was trying to remember when it was, but it was probably round about Quick in the Heart or something,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
looking at the dates. And that leads me into sort of, before we talk about your music specifically, in terms of what you listen to, in terms of new music. Now, I know you've just been talking about you're going to do the Virgin Radio Takeover.
That's right. Yeah.
Which means you get to play what you like. So,
yes.
What do you like?
Well, this is the thing. I like too much stuff. My house is just full of records.
Yeah.
I'm always interested in what's coming out and what the new thing is. So I buy a lot of records that have just come out, and I also delve a bit deeper. And I mean, the other day I was in London, because I live in Newcastle. I was down doing some TV, and I went down Portobello Road, and there's Honest John's, which is a great record shop, and the Rough Trade shop. And in Honest John's, I picked up an Iraqi romantic song album from 1920s or something like that. So pretty obscure.
Yeah.
And while I was in there, they were playing this great tune by this guy, Willie Rice, this soul album that hadn't got anywhere
yeah.
in whatever, 1974 or something like that. And so when I got home, I bought the Iraqi record, and I bought a record of some gospel stuff that had come out on really small labels. And just, I'm always digging to find stuff that, you know, I haven't heard before, just because I love listening to new stuff. And, you know, those things kind of rub off on you in ways that you don't necessarily No, you know, it's quite subconscious.
Yes, because influences have to come from wherever.
Yeah, but you know, I like hip-hop music. When I was at university, I actually did my dissertation on resistance in rap music, which...
I'd like to read that.
Yeah, well, it's funnily enough, it's the guy, LP, who's now in a band called, well, a rap group called Run the Jewels, who are pretty famous, I suppose, in rap circles now, and... If there's something that I'm interested in, I'll just try and go down the rabbit hole and find out a bit more about it. But, I love pop music. You know, my first album was George Michael's Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1.
Oh, yeah.
And, I still love just a great chorus and somebody who can really sing. So I love watching talent shows and shouting at the telly there's a lot of stuff that is not very good on some of those shows.
Yeah.
But, there's if somebody's got a great voice, it's always interesting to see.
Would you go on and judge one?
Absolutely not. No. I'm not in any position to judge anybody, I think.
come. Because you buy a lot of vinyl stuff, do you buy it on all formats? Because obviously when you're touring, you have to stick it on something portable. So do you download stuff but then buy the physical copy still?
Well, I'm glad to say a lot of stuff's got the download card in now, so you can put it straight onto your computer. And yeah, it's true, when I'm on tour, I want access to everything that I've got, so I try and get it onto my MP3 player and have a listen. And before bed, I always have a listen to some music. If you've had a particularly busy day, it calms you down a bit. It could be anything that you've picked up, but it brings you closer to home as well. I feel, because you can be a bit detached when you're on tour, and you might be a bit lonely or whatever, but you've got this library with you. I've still got one of the old 160 gigabytes, so the huge chunky iPods, and it's still it's got a lot of different things on that I can listen to. And sometimes you might DJ on the bus, we all pass around and just crank it up as we're driving to the next place, and relax a bit on the bus and go to bed, wake up in a new town, and we go and look for certain record shops that might have old rare vinyl. But it's really hard these days because of the internet. Everything's regulated, people know exactly what everything's worth, so you can't find a bargain now if somebody is savvy. That's the one thing that you can't get when you create digging, as they say these days. It's harder to find the rare stuff and find it at a good price. And I don't pay crazy prices for records. If it's affordable and if I want it, great. I think we went through a kind of golden period where just before there's like a website called Discogs, and they have how much it's sold for in the last. What the median price of this record is, so it's all highly regulated now, but we were started touring just before that was a big thing, and you'd still I got a Brian Eno record in somewhere in Utrecht actually, and it was supposed, it had the original kind of inlays in with some art cards, and it was worth, I guess, over 100 euros. And the guy was like, and kind of looked at it a few times, but just gave it to me for like 20 euros. Nice. And I was out of there like a shot.
Let me just stop you there, though, because we're going to get traffic and travel, because we're contractually obliged.
Quite right.
So listen carefully to this, because it's honestly the best part of the show.
I will.
Paul Smith from Maxima Park. We're back talking more with him after this.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Now at TradePoint, the Karcher K4 full control car and home pressure washer was £233, now just £192. Offer ends 19th of March. Excludes VAT 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Hi everyone, today's experiment is with HMTD.
These are the words of a lone terrorist.
unknown to the authorities. It was thanks to a call from the public that he became known to the police and they could investigate. If you see anything suspicious, act on it. Call police on 0800 789 321. Call, visit, act confidentially. For the full inside story, visit gov.uk/act or search Code Severe, a podcast series.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 through Staffordshire is experiencing long northbound delays with two lanes out between junctions 14 and 15 near Stafford after a lorry fire. Queues are back to junction 13, routes around Stafford very heavy. The southbound M5 is struggling because of an accident as you head away from the M6 link and towards junction 1 of the M5 for West Brom and Birmingham. A couple of lanes are out there. West of Cambridge, there's still a closure of the A428 through Ettersley after an accident, and Belfast A2 Shore Road to the north of the city remains closed. I'm Gerina Adams.
Great news, Mrs. Wilkes. For her first swimming lesson, she did very well. Didn't you, Josie?
Yes, I swam all on my own, Mummy.
Good girl. And does she also learn the reverse 1.5 somersaults in the pike position?
Like getting your money's worth? Grab a tasty double cheeseburger. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:23 in the afternoon. It's Wednesday. It's budget day, of course. More speculation and detail on all of that coming to you in the news at 2:30 with Tanya. We're with Paul Smith out of Off of Maximo Park. This is the new single, Risk to Exist, on Talk Radio.
Improve the hand you dealt. Now if we extend the situation to a broad one instead of the cell, how can we not extend a hand into the perilous waters of hell?
And you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Paul Smith, out of Off of Maximo Park, is with us. Well, look, let's talk about the new album and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, the single's been out since the 24th of Feb, I think that came
out,
didn't it? And I occasionally do shows on Virgin as well, because it's obviously Talk Radio, but we played it on that first week. I think it was my record of the week.
Thank you.
Political. I mean, you know, you are interested in your politics as well, of course. So, yeah. I mean, in terms of, is it a deliberately political song?
I think we always try and just do whatever comes naturally, and we've always written very emotional songs, you know, as a lyricist, from the heart. That's, I make no apologies for that. If you know, it's kind of something that defines our band. And again, I like lots of different kinds of music, you know, Lou Reed talking about whatever, and yep, being a bit more storyteller detached. And there's you know, as we've gotten older as a band, you know, some of those things creep into our music, but ultimately it has to be something that I care about as a lyricist. And the world around us is you know, it's changed a lot, the political landscape, you know. So I think that was always going to be reflected in what was going on in the new record. But there was a point where we've got more professional in our studio. We've got a whiteboard,
right?
And just we thought, right, let's just write down a few of the things that we're thinking about this time. And musically, it was to do something quite danceable and funky, which Risk to Exist, the single, is not so much. It's a bit more of it's a bit of a red herring in that respect.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But it still does have that kind of political element. And on the whiteboard, I remember writing good political songs, Shipbuilding, the Elvis Costello song that Robert Wyatt did a brilliant version of. And it talks about the Falklands War, but it doesn't mention the Falklands War. You know, it's you can think about it in the context of its time, but it's more about the futility of war. And I think on this single, we wanted to get across how fragile life is ultimately.
Yep.
That's, and how we all need help at some points. You know, it could be your mates helping you out, it could be your partner or your you know, your band, it could be any kind of relationship, but we all need a little bit of help sometimes. And it feels like that's perhaps that kind of empathy of understanding that people need help is a bit in short supply at the moment, especially when I was around the time of writing the song. I was seeing lots of footage of people being rescued in the Mediterranean Sea, and people doing great work and going out and putting their own lives in danger to help others who are in a bit of a helpless situation. And the other side of that coin is that our politicians in this country were saying, we're not going to go out and help them, it's going to encourage people. Which, you know, it felt like a very callous argument, regardless of the whys and wherefores of why they're there, where they're going to go. Turning your back on somebody who's drowning is disgusting, in my opinion. I think most people's opinion.
But I'd like to say,
yeah, I'd like
certainly
to,
not everyone's.
Well, this is it. This is the thing. Now you find out, you know, I'm aware.
Hopkins.
Well, this is it. I'm aware that there are other people who would, you know, they would turn their back, but I think most of us wouldn't. And I think the song kind of taps into that. And it says it's about showing responsibility. I think governments, the people that we vote into power, they're the ones with the power. They can do something about it. We can maybe write a song.
Yeah.
We can maybe donate some of the money to a charity, which is what we've done with the profits from the single. We've, you know, tried to help. And the charity MOAS, who go out and they've got this migrant offshore aid station, you know, they go out and help people. And it's just a very basic thing. We saw it, we wrote about it, and now we're trying to help in a very, very small way. But also it's kind of, Along with the rest of the album, it's about empathy and trying to sort of not make people wake up, because, I mean, a lot of people are aware of things, but it's very difficult in your daily life to be aware of everything, and things come and go in the news, so a song is there forever as long as people want to listen to it.
Yeah.
And putting some of your concerns into it, or just very direct kind of pleas for humanity. I mean, that's what, there's been a lot of songs like that over the years, and this is, we wanted to kind of contribute to that series, that canon, I suppose, of songs that are about social or political issues. And yeah. You know, it's a,
do you think songs can, because obviously there's a huge history of that kind of songwriting, and do you think ultimately it, I mean, it certainly raises awareness, but ultimately do the politicians take any notice at all, do you think?
Definitely not. In most cases, you know, you'd have to be really famous, which we're not. You know, we're
pretty good.
You know, we're doing okay, but we're not on that kind of whatever U2 level where Bono just rocks up to the White House or whatever and says, "Hey, you've got to listen to me now." You know, all that kind of stuff.
That's coming, isn't it? It's only a matter of time before Bono goes to Trump.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. But I think, from my point of view, yeah, being a fan of music, I know the impact that things can have on me, and probably the way that I am politically, or my viewpoint on the world has been affected by some of the songs that I've heard. Not all of them,
yeah,
but some certain songs, like the Shipbuilding song, for example, makes you think about your situation. And perhaps one of the people who might be an 18-year-old listening to this, who's about to go off to university and study law or whatever, they might think, oh God, you know, I watched Maximo Park's video, which had some of the footage from this in, and this is a bad situation, I need to help. And if they're going in that direction anyway, then it might, you know, something like that might happen. But in general, it's more about solidarity, you know, feeling like you're not alone in thinking the way that you do.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not a surprise that somebody in a band has written this kind of liberal lefty pop music, but I think it does have a very small ripple effect. You know, if you know, if we sell a few thousand records, people who listen to it might tap into what it's about, and the consciousness of their consciousness might change in some very small way. And it's true, you know, you put on a record, you forget about it after it's finished, but for those 3 minutes, if it's good enough, then it can change your life. For those three, it can change your day. You can feel amazing. You can feel perhaps empathy for somebody if that's what the song's about. Yeah. So I have faith that there are small incremental changes that can come about through music and the positive, because music's a very positive thing. It's, you know, it should be fun to listen to. A lot of things that are protest songs aren't very good because the tune's no good, or it's too complicated, or it's too simple. You know, there are no real slogans in the songs. It's trying to find this middle ground where you can talk about something sensitively, not too complex, not too simple. And that was one of the challenges that we set ourselves lyrically for this record.
Yeah. In terms of over the summer, are we talking festivals? What's the gig calendar looking?
Well, we're 5th of May. We're going out and doing everywhere from Falmouth to Aberdeen, and places in the middle.
Yeah.
Not just those places.
Just those two places. The core Maximo Park fan base is there.
Yeah, we'll find out how few people actually like Maximo Park in those places. Please come. But no, we're doing those, and then summertime we'll be out doing some festivals. We're already playing Truck and Why Not, and we'll be hopefully going out to Europe in the autumn and doing a few shows out there. Maybe out to America, because we recorded the album in America as well. So it'd be nice to go back to the source and
if it's still there.
Well, this
I
is
mean,
it.
You know, who knows?
We'll have to wait again. We'll have to wait and see.
Listen, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
No worries. Thanks.
Good to have you in. So the single's out now. Of course, Risk to Exist. When's the album?
The album's out on the 21st of April, and you can pre-order it from our website with lots of signed things and T-shirts, should you wish to, or just wait and walk into a shop or go onto your computer and click on things that I don't know anything about.
Paul Smith, Maximo Park, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Nice hat, by the way.
Thank you.
Channeling you in a Bono there.
Well, you know, you've got to step up to the plate sometimes and pretend to be pop.
There we go. So, Paul Smith, Maximo Park, talking to us on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and it's just coming up to a time.
Talk Radio.
And the time it's coming up to is 2:33. Here's Tani with the news.
Thank you very much. The Chancellor's promised a stronger, fairer, more global Britain as he delivered his first budget. Philip Hammond announced more funding for social care and schools and a shake-up of the business rate system in England. He says there'll be a £1,000 discount this year for pubs, and any firm coming out of small business rate relief will benefit from an additional cap.
No business losing small business rate relief will see their bill increase next year by more than £50 a month. And the subsequent increases will be capped at either the transitional relief cap or £50 a month, whichever is higher.
But national insurance is rising by 2% for some self-employed people. Labour's calling the Chancellor complacent and out of touch. In other news, one woman has died and a second is critically ill after being stabbed by a man who later killed himself. Police used stun grenades to storm a flat in Wolverhampton as they try to subdue the attacker. Reverend Chris Collins, who works locally, has visited the scene to offer comfort to worried residents.
It's a clearly shocking event for the local community in this normally very peaceful area of Wolverhampton. And in these situations, people always want to ask all the questions of why and why has it happened here.
Gunmen dressed as doctors have killed 30 people in an attack on a hospital in Kabul. Afghan defence officials say the attackers, who were linked to so-called Islamic State, were all killed during a six-hour battle. Spanish police have found a large stash of explosives in northern Spain suspected of belonging to the Basque separatist group ETA. 7 drums were found in a rural area on the border with France. And more than 415,000 people switched electricity supplier in February, according to the trade body Energy UK. It says that's a 21% increase on the month before. The weather, wet and windy for northern Scotland, rain for the south, but gradually clearing from the Midlands, dry and sunny elsewhere across the UK, and feeling mild with a high 14 Celsius. There's more news in half an hour.
Tani, thank you very much indeed. There will be more in half an hour. She's absolutely right when she says that, but there will also be more in an hour, of course, as we get ever nearer to today's bonus news there to make the time up, because the news is shorter than it used to be today. Tani, we have
mineral news.
Mineral news. How's that going?
It's all right, yeah. Do you want a little tease?
Yes, I do.
There's phones are involved.
Phones are involved.
Wow. Yeah, phones.
Okay, mineral news in an hour's time. It's what the nation is waiting for. It's all very well it being budget day, but it's mineral day every third day round here.
Does that mean it's animal news again tomorrow?
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Oh, great.
Okay. Right, thank you. So that's on the way. As is work experience punditry, Ellie's here to go through the week's worth of hipster nonsense in the next half an hour. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. Of course, you can win some meat on the programme today in a game of Dead or Alive. Your choice, chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. And, of course, more budget analysis as we go through Philip Hammond's jokes that he read out in Parliament as well. All on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it! Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, and the news, well, you've just heard it from Tanya, really, haven't you? And, well, it keeps rolling the news, doesn't it? Rolling the news. There's a lot in the papers about the televisions that can spy on you as you're indulging.
We have three televisions in here.
Yes, we do. Four televisions in here, actually.
Do you reckon they're spying on us? Well, people might be able to hear us. I'm worried.
I mean, no one listens to this on the radio at all. So, in fact, if the CIA... Hey, why don't... That's not a bad thought, because the CIA... I mean, how many people work for the CIA?
Oh, tens.
Yeah.
Like, right? Loads.
And MI5 as well.
Oh, less, but yeah, loads.
Fewer. If they're listening to us, right, then that's like our listening figures. Because no one else is. So, technically, if we plot terror, right, if we put the word out that we're plotting terror in here in the afternoons every day, the CIA MI5 will then tune into us, and thus...
That'll up the figures.
Up the listening figures. What are you going to do? I'm going to blow up a balloon. With a bomb.
I'm just going to buy some nail varnish remover. Lots of it.
Yep.
Did I tell you about a farm I recently opened? That's the reason I'm buying lots of fertiliser.
It's good, this could work.
Mm.
I'm going to blow up a balloon. With a bomb. Yay, listening figures. Right, okay. Let us now go over to, today's work experience punditry. Come on. Also, the urban myth, of course, if you put a straw in a frog, you can blow a frog up. Is that true? I don't know. But hey, security services, I'm going to go down to Downing Street and I'm going to try and blow up a frog with a straw. Hashtag listeners. It's time for work experience punditry, though. Work experience punditry, it's there, really, to give our work experiences a massive leg up in the industry, a huge, huge step into the world of broadcasting that they so crave to be part of. That's what it's for. That's what we reach out a helping hand and do that for our work experiences. That's what we tell them, anyway. It's the actual truth of the matter, of course, is that we don't have to pay them, which is why Ellie's here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're wearing
a
T-shirt that doesn't have your name on it.
It has somebody else's name on it.
It's very bold. It says Kate Nash.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
I'm aware of her work.
Foundations is her big song, isn't it?
Yeah. And now she's gone like super duper feminist. Yeah. So it's International Women's Day.
Is that why you're wearing it?
Well, it's because it's red. That's why I'm wearing it, because it's the only red shirt I own.
Okay. You also spilled toothpaste down it.
Yep.
Okay.
I was hoping that you weren't going to tell the nation that, but there we go.
Well, I just told MI5 and the CIA, so don't worry about it. They don't care. although toothpaste could be used in bomb manufacture, so you've got to watch
yourself.
Now you're a terror suspect, so well done. Also, by the way...
At least someone's paying attention to me.
It's your right as a woman to spill toothpaste wherever you want it.
Thank you.
It's International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Women
so much.
Everywhere since the year 1960... Was it 1916, first International Women's Day, I think? Or 1917. March the 8th in Russia. That's where it all began.
Yeah.
And it's your. They fought for you to have the right to put toothpaste where you want, Ellie.
Which is my right boob.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. And you know, as a woman, you have every right to have boobs. Yeah. If you want them.
Mm. Or not. Or if maybe I'll not have them
or
anymore.
Or not. It's your choice, and that's the point.
That is the entire point.
Anyway, what are we reviewing today?
The first thing,
yes,
is the bacon naan.
The what?
So I've got more things that were one thing and then another thing, and then you put them together.
It's a roundup of hipster nonsense that's utter crap. Go on.
So it's a upmarket Bombay cafe. There are four in London and there's one in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And they do a bacon naan butty.
Bacon naan.
So, like, they've taken a bacon butty,
yes,
a typical English staple,
yeah,
and they've taken the wonderful, better Indian cuisine,
yes,
and they've ruined it with
right
by combining the two. Apparently, it's great. Apparently, it's like the best breakfast in London there, but like.
Well, it's a. I mean, is it? Can you choose the naan? I mean, you get the keema, do you? The peshwari, all the varieties of the naan to put the bacon in. Is that the point?
I mean, I wouldn't want. I don't think I'd want to put bacon in a peshwari naan because it's sweet.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like bacon. Well,
you can have chili jam on bacon
and that's, brioche that's, as well.
Chili jam is part of the bacon naan roll.
Of course it is. Bloody is. Yeah. What do you want?
I don't like naan bread.
Well, you're a racist.
Well,
don't
no.
Don't go there, then.
Racist.
Is it me?
Racism.
I think it tastes like duvet.
Racism!
When did you eat duvet?
Well, no, it's just like, it's the same. For me, it's so difficult to eat. It's so tough and horrible.
You're
it's so
you,
dry.
You,
need to,
like,
you need to change takeaway supplier.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
Yeah, you've
but
got
I think
a bad
I've had it from another a number of places. I've just never liked naan bread. It just tastes like a duvet.
You're very rich. Doesn't your butler chew it for you?
I'm not very rich and I don't have a butler.
Your parents do.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
They own Bromley.
No, they don't.
They do. They own all the land in Bromley. That's true. Anyway, so it's bacon in a naan.
Yeah, with like fancy stuff in it, like chili jam.
Can you put conversely? Now, what we should do is open a curry butty.
That would be better,
place.
I think, because everybody
thing,
loves
though.
Bread. Like everyone loves a good butty roll.
Yeah, is that a thing?
That's a thing in Sainsbury's. You can get a chicken tikka sandwich.
Yeah, everyone loves a good bap.
Yeah, I suppose I suppose that's...
It's hardly revolutionary.
By the way, it's absolutely fine to love baps on International Women's Day. I'll just say that.
Yeah, all right.
So the sandwich... No, I'm not talking chicken tikka masala, because that's not Indian.
Was
invented in Britain.
As was the korma.
Yeah, thank you. So you're racist again, because you don't even
I'm not
you're
racist.
You're culturally appropriating curry now! It's not even Indian! Chicken tikka masala was invented in Britain, as was korma, thank you very much.
Because we can't handle spice.
That's right. So you're a racist.
Stop
like
calling me
saying.
A racist on International Women's Day.
Anyway, Ellie's with us and we're talking about hipster nonsense. What do you make of the bacon? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, I just think it's an unnecessary thing. It's a very, very, like, I don't, naans are good as, like, a vehicle for which to shovel spicy stuff in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's, like, and bacon has its own place at the table of English fry-up. There's no need to put chili jam on it and put it in a thing that's better used for curry.
One of the better bacon sandwiches I have had, not a hipster cafe, but just an awesome one with toast. But chili jam was an option, and I did go for it, thinking, "Well, I'm going to not have the brown or the red. I'm going to go chili jam." And you know, it was quite delicious.
Mm, I always have sweet chili sauce in my bacon sandwich,
so I'm not worried about that necessarily. I like a keema naan, and I could see bacon going well with a keema naan.
It doesn't give a specific naan.
No,
I did not.
I bet you can choose that.
Maybe.
And there's one in Edinburgh, as you said, four in London, and they're successful, presumably.
Dishoom,
as you say,
yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I saw
Dishoom. Bless you.
But I thought it was dish room for ages because I got halfway through the word and I was like, I know what that word is. Cool. It was wrong.
There's always massive queues outside the one I walk past in Covent Garden.
You walk past, you don't go in. Racist. Right. Okay.
God, there's a massive queue.
No, racist. That's why. Stay with us, will you, Ellie? Will you stay?
Yeah.
It's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Good. All right, Ellie Stank, she's going to review more hipster nonsense after the traffic and travel. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
So this is it, the moment of truth. I'm in Portsmouth, it's raining, it's cold, and I'm just about to jump in a lake off a 3 metre platform. This is what happens when you're a Royal Navy Reservist. You get to do this basic training. So I'm going to throw myself in the deep end, quite literally. I'm next, and I'm actually quite nervous. I thought I'd be okay with this, because I'm fine with heights normally. We're going to jump in as if it's an emergency situation, as if we're abandoning ship. We've got to swim over to the life raft, all get in it, cut it adrift, and then paddle back to the shore. I've just come out the water. It wasn't actually that cold, and I thought it was all over. I've got to do it again. Never been so happy to be on dry land. It was good. It was about 25 of us inside that life raft at the end. It was good teamwork. I was one of the people helping people into the raft, but now I'm looking forward to a nice warm shower.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great, and you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Clive, Winston Wolf. Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. Oh. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Philip Hammond has delivered his first budget, and there's plenty to get your teeth into. The NHS, social care, taxation, and all with Brexit looming on the horizon. So how will it all affect you? Find out in a dedicated 16-page supplement. Pick up your copy in The Times this Thursday.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night! Here, go feed my stallion.
What the hell are you?
The Big Knight, Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged and Fire, tomorrow at 9 on History.
A Big Knight in.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 is queuing. There's been an accident involving a tanker and a van between 14 for the East Lancs Road and 13 for Worsley. Queues back to Junction 16. Long delays for Stafford's northbound M6 because of problems near Stafford. Junctions 14 to 15, two lanes are still out after a lorry fire. There's queues for the southbound M5 as you head away from the M6 towards Junction 1. That's after earlier problems. But better news north of Belfast. The A2 Shore Road, which was closed by an accident, has reopened. I'm Jarena Adams.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Steve and Lou. Having a wonderful time in Ibiza, very hot, wish you were here. And happy birthday, Mike. Best wishes. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth.
Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you if you're listening to the programme on the radio, and good afternoon to you if you're working for the CIA or MI5 and are listening to us via the smart televisions in here that you've hacked. That, of course, in the news today. By the way, if you'd like to text us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Why not let us know what the government have learned about you from... spying on you as you sit in front of your television. I think that's working. Sort of create a database of what we're all up to and just pass it on to the security services to save them the bother. Cornelius, what have we got coming?
Well, this is one for me, John. Yeah. I cry at the television far too much and at rubbish telly. Yeah. So proper emotional telly, I'm heartless. But I don't like the fact that the government know that I cry at every single wedding that's on Don't Tell the Bride.
Right, and they will...
I do cry. It's unbelievable.
Could well be put in Guantanamo Bay for that. hi, John. I'm very worried that one of my secrets is going to leak out. If I'm being spied on in front of the television, I'm worried that somebody's going to find out that not only do I watch ITV's The Nightly Show, but I don't mind it.
Ugh. Wow.
That is an act of terror. So, you know...
Or is the show itself an act of terror?
Both of those things. One thing leads to the other. Ellie, if I'm honest. John, I'm a dog. I'm worried that the government are going to tell my owners that I jump on the sofa while they're out. Well, you know, they are watching you. But we're listening to Ellie, because she's got today's work experience punditry. It's Hipster Nonsense. It's a week's roundup. We've already talked about the bacon naan. Bake naan. Bacon naan?
No.
Bacon
naan. No.
Bacon naan.
Bacon naan.
Bacon naan.
That sounds like baker foil.
Bacon wrapped in foil? You're a monster. Bacon naan. Anyway, doesn't matter. What's next?
Rhubarb.
And you?
Beer.
Rhubarb beer?
Rhubarb beer. Yep, I will explain.
Yeah.
So, Camden Town Brewery...
Obviously.
Have been running competitions for amateur brewers to come in and brew with them. And then there was a competition and the winner...
Is it an artisan craft beer?
I mean, it's all artisan craft beer, except the fact they're owned by Budweiser. And no one will recognise my voice when I say that. So that is a thing that's happening to them. And they've chosen the Rhubarb IPA made by Charlie, who's a home brewer in London.
Is he?
And it was inspired by his mum's rhubarb fool.
Right.
Because...
I've tasted fruit-flavoured beer before.
Yeah.
And it is... an abomination on God's earth.
Yeah, it is.
So why has he done that? And why have they chosen it? It's horrible.
They've chosen it because it tastes a bit fruity and a bit like a sour beer.
Well, that's
and
not
then
right.
they it's good for spring because rhubarb's a spring thing, I think.
Right.
But all the money also goes to his charity of choice, which is MSF.
Well, I don't mind that.
That's good.
I think you'd mind the price, though.
Oh.
Do you want to play guess how much this pint, a pint of one
well,
pint?
Well, the other day, in London's fashionable yet expensive London, I paid £6.10 for
higher.
A pint of beer. But and I didn't know I was paying that till I ordered it and they went £6.10. And I was like, no, it's one pint of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, £6.10. £6! And on budget day!
Where was that?
On budget day!
Where was it? Because you guys are really up marketplace, don't you?
Yeah.
After the show.
Damn right.
Should we all go for a beer? And John goes, yeah, and then he'll go to a different place.
Yeah, because I don't like you. Or anyone I work with. So, the point of that is you said it was more expensive. It's going to be £8 a pint.
£6.90.
£6.90 a pint.
But all of the profits go to Maison Sans Frontières.
Well, that's... okay, that's
so
fine.
So that's okay.
Yeah, but... That's still...
Have you tasted it?
I have.
Oh, what's it like? Does it taste like rhubarb?
A bit, yeah.
Does it taste... Yeah, but is it sweet?
It like rhubarb. No, it's not sweet. It's like more like a sour beer.
Well, I suppose rhubarb's quite sour. I don't know.
I think I could drink a whole pint of it.
I have a little problem with Hoegaarden in the same... You know Hoegaarden? It's like
wheat beer.
Yeah.
And they put an orange in it. You know that?
Oh, sometimes they do.
Yeah. Although, the only reason I order Hoegaarden. There's a well-known high street restaurant chain that serves Hoegaarden. You know the one I'm talking about? It's Café Rouge.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the other Café Rouges are available. So what you do is you go in, right, and it's just my own little joke that I've done every time I've ever been in there, right, that the waiter or the waitress has just never got at all. But I continue to do it till someone does, right? And I go, and what I do is I'll order a Hoegaarden, right, and then they'll go away to fetch it. And then before they've brought it over, I'll beckon them over.
Mm.
And I'll go, sorry, I beg your pardon. I think you promised me a Hoegaarden.
That's not nice to people who work in service.
That's the song, isn't it?
What song is that?
I beg your pardon. I think you promised me a Rose Garden is the famous
what
song.
No, it's a generational thing.
No one in this room, nor the room next door, the control room, seems to know what the hell you're on about.
Yeah, but the CIA listeners are wazzing themselves laughing right now, I can tell you that. I beg your pardon, try it.
But yeah, wheat beer is disgusting.
I promised you a hoe. I promised you. Anyway, next.
I'm announcing exclusively, wow, live on Talk Radio.
Come on then.
We've reached peak beard. I've just decided that there can be no more beards on this earth.
Yes.
There are no more. There are no more people who haven't already grown a beard, mm-hmm, that can grow a beard.
Okay.
Like, even school children. I walked past a gaggle of school children the other day, and yeah, they had moustaches. And I was like, that would never have happened in the 90s.
No, that wouldn't have been allowed. But is it allowed because of hipsters?
I think so. I mean, I was in East London.
That would explain it, yes. Yeah. I think there's... I don't think they grow them themselves. You just go to the shop and buy one. I've seen 5-6-year-olds, primary school kids, walking around with full beards now. And the reason for that, they just go... And I thought, they've grown a beard. That's amazing. Sort of. I know they're doing sex education in schools more now, but I didn't know they were on, you know, compulsory onsetting of puberty at the age of 6. I didn't realise it was a thing. Turns out it's not. They're going to buy these beards from trendy beard shops. That's why.
And to buy fancy beard oil.
So when you say peak beard...
Yeah, so there's this theory that, like, that growing a beard versus being clean-shaven has something to do with being in the minority and therefore being more attractive to the other sex. Or...
The same sex.
Or the same sex. So if everyone's clean-shaven, they'll be more attracted to people with beards.
Right.
And if there are more people with beards, they'll be more attracted to people who have clean-shaven. So it kind of... goes up and up and up as more people are like, oh, well, girls like beards or boys like beards.
You're a girl, do you like a beard?
I mean, you can see, I like the beard.
You brought your boyfriend. Yeah. Is it International Women's Day treat for him, is that?
Yeah, he's wearing red as well. Solidarity.
Did you make him do that?
Maybe.
Okay. Good. What's his name?
Alex.
Alex. Hi, Alex. Alex is outside there.
With his beard on.
He has got a little beard, hasn't he? Yeah. Did you make him grow that?
I mean, it was a goatee, so yes.
Yeah. Wow. Poor Alex.
I know.
And they say, you know, women aren't equal. But look at that. Who's controlling all this?
Yeah, I know.
International Women's Day, right?
You should shave. You should burn your beard.
Well, I mean, yeah. Burn your beard, he says the same thing to me, and I get very offended.
Right, so peak beard. Oh, by the way, I should point out, in case anyone's offended, you said about the opposite sex... And then the same, you've got the opposite sex and the same sex. We should also give a little mention to people from Middlesex.
Yeah.
So just to get all the sexes in there. Same sex, opposite sex, people from Middlesex.
Wessex. Sussex? You're leaving out so many sexes there.
Oh, God. It's like a minefield, this, isn't it?
Don't forget the private school in Somerset, Sexies, which is an actual name of an actual school.
Sexies School. The government's compulsory sex education has gone too far.
There's a school in Windsor called the Pawnee School.
All right, stop it.
Oh, no.
Government, back off.
I've got one which I'm... there was an old hall in my old university called the Dixon Poon Hall.
That'll do.
And there we must leave it. So, Ellie, thank you very much indeed for your work experience punditry. Thank you. That's Ellie, work experience, possibly her last day. So, in the next bit of the programme, we'll bring you the big debate, of course, at 3 o'clock. That's your chance to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. You can choose from chicken, beef, lamb or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we are not racist.
You are, though. You don't like naan bread.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. And, of course, if you'd like to play, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And also, Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us to tell us a joke. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's International Budget Women's Day.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
From the director of The Wolverine.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
When darkness falls.
Mutants, they're gone now.
One hope remains.
Who is she?
She's like you.
I am not what you think I am.
And you could have it all.
Now, his time has finally come.
I would find
Oh.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now, rated 15.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a Passload IM360 CI lithium ion framing nailer for an amazing £349.99 ex-vac with free next day delivery when you buy online. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco, it's where the trade go.
Philip Hammond has delivered his first budget, and there's plenty to get your teeth into. The NHS, social care, taxation, and all with Brexit looming on the horizon. So how will it all affect you? Find out in a dedicated 16-page supplement. Pick up your copy in The Times this Thursday.
All right, Steve, you're looking well.
Yeah, well, I'm lifting a lot more.
Working hard. Looking good, eh?
Yeah, and business is on the up.
Oh, so what brought all this on?
Well, she's Italian.
Nice.
And large, actually.
Well, there's a lot to be said for
She can carry a lot, too.
Right. She's a van, isn't she?
Save up to £13,000 off list price at the Fiat Professional Knockout Sales Event. Hurry, this offer must end 31st of March. Get down to your local dealer now.
Terms and conditions apply. Saving refers to discount on all Ducato long wheelbase models from 27545, excluding VAT at 20%, delivery and RFL. Visit fiatprofessional.co.uk for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is as well in the afternoons. 1 minute past three. Here's Tony with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, what's in Philip Hammond's first budget? Plus, two dead in Wolverhampton stabbing. And we hear from police searching for missing RAF man.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. The Chancellor's announced more money for social care and schools, help for small businesses, but also some tax hikes. An extra £2 billion will support English councils who are struggling with the costs of looking after elderly people. There's also £100 million to tackle the burden on A&E units and help for firms with their business rates. But national insurance is rising by 2% for some self-employed people. Labour's calling the Chancellor complacent and out of touch. Well, Martin Lewis, founder of MoneySavingExpert.com, has told Talk Radio what stood out for him.
We finally got a date for when the new tax-free childcare system will start. It will start next month. It'll be rolled out across the year, and that means people both employed and self-employed will be able to pay for childcare effectively. It's a bit more complex than that, from pre-tax income.
And stay with Talk Radio for more on today's budget throughout the afternoon. In other news, one woman has died and another is critically injured after a man attacked them at a block of flats in Wolverhampton before inflicting fatal stab wounds on himself. Officers used stun grenades as they stormed the flat in the Maryhill area of the city and attempted to subdue the man this morning. Police investigating the disappearance of Corrie McKay could be searching a landfill site in Cambridgeshire for 10 weeks. The focus has moved there after officers uncovered new information about the weight of rubbish picked up from a cul-de-sac in Suffolk where the airman was last seen. The 23-year-old has been missing from Bury St Edmunds since September. Detective Superintendent Katie Elliott says they wouldn't be searching the site if they weren't confident of finding something.
This is a considerable undertaking for us to come and search an area such as this. It's 900 square metres, 8 metres deep in the centre of this landfill area that we're searching. I've got a team of 10 specially trained search officers.
And Energy UK says more than 415,000 people switched electricity supply in February. That's up 21% on the previous month. It comes as households face a spate of energy price rises with Npower, EDF and Scottish Power among those increasing bills.
Speaking as a self-employed person, right, I'm quite annoyed about the budget idea that it's going to cost me more money now.
Yeah, well, I'm partly self-employed as well.
It's annoying, isn't it?
A little
because
bit, yeah.
I tell you, we don't get any of the other benefits, do we?
No.
You see, because we don't get sick pay.
No.
We don't get holiday pay.
No.
So when you go on holiday, you're paying double.
Exactly.
We don't get maternity.
No,
statutory maternity,
yeah,
I know, but not
that.
Workplace maternity or paternity.
No.
You don't get any of that. You don't get any of the benefits, do you?
No.
So, and now... So,
are you
Are you calling for the resignation of Philip Hammond?
Yes, I am.
Wow, are you, Tanya?
I, no comment.
Are you staying impartial?
I am staying impartial.
So she's just writing something on paper.
No, I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Oh, so you are. Okay.
No, I'm not.
No, I mean, no, she hasn't.
No, she hasn't. Just says resign in big letters. But I'm calling for it now.
Are you?
Yeah, shame. Shame. Mm. Shame on him. Shame.
Thing is, I'm self-employed and I don't pay any tax.
Yeah, but you don't
so
get, you
how,
don't,
how does that work?
You don't get paid.
What? What do you mean you don't pay any tax?
There's no point, is there? No one's told me to.
Okay. Yeah.
You're listening to The Afternoon Show on Talk Radio with me, John Holmes, and Jimmy Carr. thank you very much. Weather now, is it?
Yes.
There we go.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Wet and windy for northern Scotland, but mainly dry elsewhere. Some bright spells around. The high, mild, 14 Celsius.
Any news yet of the impact of the budget on the weather?
No, not on the weather. Mm. No, still no okay. Impact.
Do let us know if that happens.
I will.
Right now, here's Ben. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport, which is coming today live from where a robot is fighting with a bear.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger's facing even more questions about his future following last night's Champions League humiliation at home to Bayern Munich. That 5-1 hammering at the Emirates meant they lost their last 16 tie 10-2 on aggregate. Wenger's contract runs out in the summer with some fans calling on him to walk away. The players are also coming in for heavy criticism. QPR manager Ian Holloway spoke to TalkSport about Alexis Sanchez.
When Alexis Sanchez got released again, he bought off. How selfish was it? He put his hood up, he sat there as if it was the end of the world. Do me a favour, that ain't how you should behave when one of your teammates comes on instead of you. You've scored two, you selfish pig.
Burnley midfielder Joey Barton's free to play in the Premier League game against Liverpool this weekend. His FA hearing into betting charges has been postponed. Finally, on to rugby. Wales have named an unchanged side to play Ireland in their Six Nations clash on Friday. Like Justin Tipperick will win his 50th cap. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there, Ben Fletcher. With his pre-recorded sport today, live from where a robot is fighting a bear. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, as we've just been hearing in the news, has been outlining blah, 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 fiscal spending, blah, blah, borrowing, blah, 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 additional cap on small business rates, blah, tax plans. Blah. And, of course, the government's new scrappage scheme for Brexit rebels, such as Michael Heseltine. It's also International Women's Day, of course. And as we've been saying, it is a day to take off work and perhaps go on one of the many marches or demonstrations that are being organised today to commemorate the ongoing struggle for women's rights. The bonus, of course, is that unlike with work, you could probably nip off the march a bit early, which would get you home in time to get that ironing done. Am I right, ladies? Hey! Thank goodness for International Women's Day. But there are a lot of arguments going on about International Women's Day today, not least in Julia Hartley Brewer's head. But, but I say this to you, right? Many are asking, you know, yeah, what, Tory Well, isn't it, celebrating, like, an International Women's Day, but many people are asking on social media, when's National Women's Day? International Women's Day, yeah, when's National Women's Day? Surely we should be celebrating that, rather than a Women's Day that allows dirty foreigners to celebrate it as well. Bloody immigrants coming over here and celebrating our International Day. Put some space between the days. And what if I'm a national man, but I identify as an international woman? It's all very confusing. On the line now, having called Talk Radio on a telephone, I'm gonna guess, is Colin. Good afternoon, Colin. Thank you for calling in. Hello, Colin.
John.
Hi, Colin. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
0344 444 444 444 444 444 444
Now, you are listening to the radio. You heard me say the word space just in there, didn't you? And you've told our researchers when you called in. You're campaigning. You're one of these campaigners that there are for calling for an end to spaces. I understand.
Yep.
What's your issue here?
Well, my main problem with spaces, right?
Yeah.
Is like, I mean, look at me and you, John. Yeah.
All right.
There's a space between me and you, isn't there? I mean, if that space wasn't there, I'd be able to, you know, take you out for a drink or maybe a curry or maybe, you know, like a nice moonlit walk along the beach. But we can't do that, can we? Instead, I'm sat here eating Cocoa Puffs again for the 40th time this week.
Right.
I'm just very sad.
Yeah. So you think you'd be fewer sad if then there were more spaces? Presumably, it would help you out, wouldn't it?
Well, it would help me and you out in our relationship, John.
All right, then. Let me bring in Eugene, who's on the other line, because it's an interesting point he makes, isn't he? He's on his own, Eugene. He's sitting there. He's eating Cocoa Puffs. And and if there were no spaces, he and I could be, in his own words, taking a moonlit walk along a beach. I mean, spaces are just literally a waste of space, aren't they?
Not at all. Spaces are brilliant, and they come in so many different forms.
Right.
Just now, with me speaking to you, I am using spaces. Spaces in my speech.
Right.
Imagine a world with no spaces, and everyone would speak like this very fast, very similar to an American teenage girl, with the speech becoming hard to keep up with, and there'd be no time to breathe, and we'd all just die.
Right, racist.
Being able to space out my words and speak clearly is what makes me get out of bed in the morning.
So, in terms of that's just one example, of course, in words. I mean, it's interesting you mention that, because, of course, I know you, Colin, and the campaign, the End Spaces campaign, are calling for an end to the space bars on keyboards as well, aren't you? And you're saying remove that, run all the words together. That's right, isn't it?
No, that's right. I mean, also, get rid of the caps lock as well, we're at it, because you might as well just keep all the letters big and bold and all in one word. I mean, look at supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, so that's...
If you had two of them next to each other, you know, no space, you've got supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, it's amazing.
And on it would go like pie.
That's it.
British Airways have announced that they are, you've probably seen this in the news this week, they've announced that their in-flight magazine, they're going to remove the spaces between words on their magazine in order to fit more... words in. It's a cost, isn't it? Just a cost-cutting move, Colin. This kind of thing. Come on.
Oh no! You get more in-flight entertainment, then, don't you? If you've got no spaces there, you can cram more in. Think about it. But then nobody's thinking about it.
Eugene, let me ask you this question: is a space the same as a gap?
Well, it can be depending on your outlook on gaps and spaces, really.
Right. Well, assuming I'm thinking. Go on, sorry.
No, I was going to say...
I didn't leave space for you to...
But you should have.
Again.
But then we do enjoy spaces, so it's fine.
Okay.
But, yes, there's a gap in between my bed and the floor where I actually hide my 1990s porn stash. So, I mean, you know, we all have the special places and spaces that or gaps.
Yes, and I suppose, and where would you put your 1990s porn stash if there were no...
I've got to be honest with you guys. Not honest with you.
Sorry, Colin, go on.
I was coming in there to say about the porn stashes, right?
Yeah.
I've got a porn stash on my computer. There's no space left on that thing whatsoever, and I made sure of that.
Right. So, well, that's in. Exactly. So you filled it up completely. But arguably, Eugene, you filled the space underneath your bed with the stuff. So there isn't a space there now, is there? Or a gap. So would you take a gap to fill a space, is what I'm saying?
You just have to have a series of gaps and spaces. And I've got several beds, some with more capacity than others.
I see. What is a waste? What's your definition of a waste of space? Okay, because the pro space lobby, Eugene, would argue that anything in a space is wasted space. It's a waste of space. But but Colin, what is a waste? What is the biggest waste of space?
Oh God, where do I start? I mean, you've got so many there. Talk radio, haven't you? Should I go for Paul Ross?
Yeah, fine. All right. I want you two to just argue. It is talk radio, as you just rightly mentioned, and I'd like you two to just argue for a moment. If you just have an argument, really, because that's the point. Just have a bit of an argument. Just do that.
Yes. What's wrong with a good space? I especially love public spaces and public spaces where I can get nude. There is nothing more refreshing than being out in a public space, just me and my mutton dagger, watching the world go by.
Okay, I'll give you that, Colin.
Oh, yeah, no.
Good. Could you, Eugene, just get a bit angrier now? Angrier?
Nah!
Right, Colin, you get angrier than him. Get angrier than him.
I like eggs.
Yeah.
Come on out loud now.
I'm a bit angry. Up the anger slightly.
Nice space.
It's talk radio, for God's sake. Up the anger. Come on.
I am about my mother. Spaces.
It's very good. What do you make of safe spaces for snowflakes? Because this is interesting, isn't it? Spaces. Let's look at the evidence. Spaces. This is man-made spaces. Let me be clear. Man-made spaces are getting warmer. We know that from the data. Okay. If we get rid of the spaces, the global space temperature drops. Now, if you have safe spaces for snowflakes, snowflakes are cold, so that cools them down. Isn't that a good thing, having the snowflake spaces
in the freezer aisle?
Well, it just gets them out of the way, doesn't it? I guess.
Yeah.
Lovely snowflakes.
In the budget today, Chancellor Philip Hammond has said there will be 40,000 more spaces in Britain by 2018. Now, Colin, you're not going to like that, but Eugene, presumably that's something you've been campaigning for.
If anything, the more spaces, the merrier. Let's get 80,000.
You're saying 80,000 spaces?
80,000.
How are we going to afford that?
Well, we've all got a bit of money put aside, haven't we?
Yeah, but this...
You might have. I've got money to put aside and spend it all on cutting.
You know.
I mean, how are we going to... I mean, would you do... I mean, it's already well having these ideas. You're saying 80,000 more spaces by 2018, but are you proposing to raise taxes? What are you proposing to do?
Open up Buckingham Palace and just put them all in there.
So you take the spaces, you open up Buckingham Palace, and you put the spaces in Buckingham Palace for us...
Put them all in there. In Buckingham Palace, in Kensington Palace, in all of the palaces.
Yeah.
There's plenty of space. There's a lot of space to go.
To put the spaces in.
Just get all the spaces inside the spaces. Spaces in spaces.
Spaces in spaces. Well, have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden, by the way? This is interesting. What have you heard about?
Oh, dear, what is. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
in what they're doing... What they're doing in Sweden, they're selling flat pack spaces. Obviously, people can, you know, they've left it up to the people, so they can just, if you want a space, you go and buy one and build it yourself at home. But the argument there is the more spaces, the more migrants. That means more wars, of course. And the people of Sweden are saying that they need a space to keep an elk in. And if they haven't got a space, where are they going to keep an elk?
Well, in a fridge or something, I don't know, some sort of... You could chop it or put it in a fridge. There you go. Sluiced.
What do you say to that, Eugene? Would you happily agree with that? Would you chop up an elk and put it in a fridge?
Yes, why not?
Okay.
Slightly packed.
And there we must leave the debate. So could you please sum up the debate for me in one word, Eugene?
Nudie magazine.
Thank you. Colin?
Call me John.
Right. So, in space, they say, no one can hear you scream. But maybe they can hear you react. If you'd like to react on that subject, the big debate today, do we need spaces? As we've heard, Philip Hammond has said, 40,000 more spaces by 2018. It'll be paid for out of your taxes. Are you happy with that? Do we need spaces in post-Brexit Britain? We've got high-speed trains now and guacamole. Why do we need spaces? 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 3:17 now, and that is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it's the big debate.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Clive, Winston Wolf. Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out.
Oh.
So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun this Saturday? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun this Saturday. It pays to read The Sun. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Bound M20 is looking slow as you move between junction 6 at Chatham and 5 at Aylesford. There's an accident on the main carriageway and lanes closed for recovery. Better news, west of Cambridge through Ettersley, the A428 has reopened after early problems, but it's still very busy in the area. The first time I've mentioned this, the A6 into Leicester is closed because of an accident near to De Montford Street, and long northbound delays for the M6 in Staffordshire because of problems just north of junction 14. Two lanes are closed because of a lorry fire. I'm Gerina Adams.
At this time of year, it's all rain, big coats, and short days. At SEAT, we think you deserve a treat. With our beautifully created winter drive offer, you can pick up a new Ibiza FR for just £199 per month, with an initial rental of £499. And that's not the only treat. We'll also give you an extra £500 off on top of all existing offers when you test drive any new SEAT. Search SEAT for more.
48-month contract hire on the Ibiza SE FR Tech 1.2 90PS, subject to status, 18s and over, T's and C's apply. Cars order by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. You will not own the vehicle. £500 is put towards your monthly rentals. Visit seat.co.uk, SEAT Financial Services.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and in a while you can win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive today, there's a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? 87 treble.
Start
two.
Your message with the word talk.
If you'd like to come on the radio.
Messages cost 25 pence with a standard network rate.
And play that. Some of your reactions, though, have been coming in to today's big debate on whether or not we need spaces. It's post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017. The anti-space lobby say we do not need them. Not now. We've got high-speed trains and guacamole. Others are saying, yes, we want more spaces. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, has said 40,000 more spaces in this country by 2018. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
John, people arguing for spaces and therefore Kevin Spacey's. I'm sick of it. It's always the usual suspects.
Yep.
That's coming from Kevin Spacey film joke. This got an email come in with a subject title, Outer Space.
Yep.
John, I'm completely outer space. Do you have any I can borrow? That's coming from Pun.
Okay, thank you. Keep those reactions coming in. You know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start
on
your
Twitter.
Message with any word you'd like.
Now, of course, the news is quite complicated. Not yet. Because the budget, of course, as we've been bringing you all afternoon, the details, no increases in alcohol or tobacco duty. That is the one we probably all care about. There is going to be a technical qualification of tea levels to be introduced. You will get those by taking an exam about Theresa May. The T stands for Theresa. Apparently, there's going to be a clampdown on tax avoidance, which is, of course, bad news for you, Cornelius. There's a scrappage scheme. What they've done is they've got rid of Brexit rebels. So Michael Heseltine, of course, has been scrapped, as you know. If you've got a Brexit rebel, though, you can trade it in for a pro-Brexit minister or lord by taking it down to your local police station and asking to swap it, and they'll give you a cheque for some money in return. The budget's quite complicated. The whole news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry, Cornelius. We're here to help you. That was the time to do it. Well done. Because what we do is we take the news and we put it through the medium of Japanese poetry to help you understand it. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haiku.
government spy on us with smart TVs. Thank God I can't afford one.
In haiku. Now, Philip Hammond's speech in the Commons earlier, he essentially seemed to punctuate a series of badly written jokes with some financial information. We've been talking, I mean, that it's a standard way, of course, for a minister to do a budget, just to do some jokes, but then just sort of put some sort of points in there, I suppose. We know, as we've just been saying about the budget, what we know is of this scrappage scheme, of course, for Michael Heseltine and other Brexit rebels. We've just been talking about that, of course. Bad news for drivers who own cars that run on beer. As from midnight tonight, you will be forced to pay more. Now, that is because of the international increase. It's International Increase Day today, of course, in the price of a barrel of beer. That's something that is already filtered or unfiltered, if that's the type of beer, through to the beer pumps. That's coming through now. So if you are, the recommendation is to go and fill your car up with beer this afternoon before that happens later. We also know that from midnight tonight, the NHS will be closed down to make room for more housing. So a lot of news in the budget, and more of it coming through with Tanya in the news in around 5 minutes' time. But, of course, the most interesting thing about Philip Hammond's budget speech was, of course, the jokes that he told. The jokes. That he's done. He's done some jokes. We've got a list of them here. It's what is traditional, of course, on Budget Day. A humorous side. Let's go through some of them, shall we? Where should we? Difficult to know where to start, isn't it? I know. You know they call him Spreadsheet Phil. You know that.
I've never heard that.
Neither have I. But apparently they do. And so he said this: I turn now, Mr. Deputy Speaker, to the OBR forecast. I mean, that is a setup. This is the spreadsheet bit, but bear with me, because I have a reputation to defend. It's like the beginning of the nightly show, isn't it? It's like, well, I just wondered.
That wasn't that funny.
No, you try.
Okay, on Britain's troubled relationship with the EU, overall public sector net borrowing as a percentage of GDP is predicted to fall from 3.8 last year to 2.6. And for those who care about such things, it means we are forecast to meet our 3% EU Stability and Growth Pact target this year for the first time in more than a decade. No, it's not finished.
That's not great.
What? Not yet. There's one more line, which is the joke bit. But I won't hold my breath, Mr. Deputy Speaker, for my congratulatory letter from Jean-Claude Juncker. Now.
What it's a wag. We could try doing some of them in the voices of other comedians.
Okay.
John Bishop's hosting the nightly show at the moment. Which is going well. So, well, let's do one in the voice of John Bishop, I think. I mean, which one do you want? Which one should we do?
This is on the last Labour government. Mr. Deputy Speaker, I can't do it. A strong economy needs a fair, stable, and competitive tax system, creating the growth that will underpin such future prosperity.
God, I've chosen a long one.
My ambition is for the UK to be the best in the world to start and grow a business. Under the last Labour government, corporation tax was 28%. By the way, they don't call it the last Labour government for nothing.
That was uncannily like John Bishop on the nightly show last night, actually.
Can you do any?
I can do Michael McIntyre.
No, you can't.
I can.
Go on then.
All right. Which one shall I pick? I might go this. I might do this one.
Okay.
Do you remember? Is that my voice?
That is your voice.
I've got to get in the zone. What's the?
You have to also talk into the microphone so we can hear it.
I can hear that.
I think it's so bad that you're just not talking into the microphone.
And Michael McIntyre. Oh, you, I can do Michael McIntyre. I've forgotten.
You need
how.
Me to do my one first so you can copy
yeah,
my one.
I do. Go on. Do Michael McIntyre.
Hello, how are you?
That's it. Hello, how are you? No. Hello, Nandor. No. I'll do Ronnie Corbett.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So, no, don't. Ronnie. No, don't. That's actually all I can do in that voice. Why don't you do the one in Michael McIntyre's voice, the one about the Stephen Hawking there at the bottom? There, a well-functioning. Yeah, do that. See if because you know this is. I think this is probably his best joke. Philip Hammond's best budget joke today. Go.
A well-functioning market economy is the best way to deliver prosperity and security to working families, and the litany of failed attempts at state control and of industry by labour leave no one in any doubt and about that. Except apparently the right honourable gentleman opposite is now so far down a black hole that even Stephen Hawking has disowned him.
Philip Hammond's jokes there during today's budget speech in Parliament. This, of course, referencing the fact that Stephen Hawking dissed Jeremy Corbyn the other day rather publicly. How fortuitous that Professor Stephen Hawking is here with us today.
Wow.
After the news, Professor Stephen Hawking will be telling us a joke. He's a friend of the show. He turns up, he does a joke on this programme on a weekly basis when he's free and available. Today is one of those days. He will join us in the next half an hour to tell us his joke in Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. We will also give away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. It's just after 3:30. Tanya's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Most pubs are going to be given a £1,000 discount as part of measures to help firms in England deal with changes to business rates. The plan's been set out by the Chancellor during his budget. Philip Hammond's also announced rises in national insurance bills for higher paid self-employed workers and insisted the government will work for everyone.
Too many families are still feeling the squeeze almost a decade after the crash. So our job is not done. And our task today is to take the next steps in preparing Britain for a global future.
But Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's accused the Chancellor of being entirely out of touch with working people.
This morning, over 1 million workers will have woken up not knowing whether they work today, tomorrow or next week. Millions more workers know their next pay packet will not be enough to make ends meet.
Elsewhere, police in Wolverhampton say they're looking into the background of a man who killed one woman and left another critically injured. The man also killed himself after officers tried to detain him at a block of flats in the city. Police say it may take up to 10 weeks to search a landfill site in Cambridgeshire for missing serviceman Corey McCaig. Officers say a bin lorry spotted near where the 23-year-old was last seen contained a much heavier load than first thought. Samsung says it's investigating WikiLeaks claims that its smart TVs have been used by intelligence agencies to spy on people. Documents claim MI5 and the CIA worked together to hack the devices. And La La Land director Damien Chazelle is teaming up with Ryan Gosling again. The pair are going to make a film based on the life of Neil Armstrong, with Gosling starring as the first man on the moon. The weather, wet and windy for northern Scotland, rain for the south, but gradually clearing from the Midlands, dry and bright elsewhere across the UK, and feeling mild with the high 14 Celsius. There's more news in half an hour.
Spotted. Right, it's just gone 3:30, and there is more news in half an hour.
There is.
Isn't there?
Yeah, lots more.
But there's more now.
Yeah.
Because
Mineral news.
It's time for mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's time for bonus news, and today the bonus news, to make the time up because the news is shorter than it used to be, it's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Tanya's got the mineral news.
I have.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Shall I start?
If you like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, after the global success of the relaunch of the Nokia 3310, I don't know if you guys had one of those.
I did. 20 odd years ago. I made a mistake. I went to buy one, but accidentally bought a snake.
Oh, right, okay.
My mistake.
Well, I remember having one of those all those years ago. Anyway, after the as I say, the global success of the relaunch of the Nokia 3310, a Russian firm has come up with an idea of a premium version. Now, what's so premium about it? Well, it costs a whopping £1,400, a bit out of my budget. Mm. Why is it so expensive? Well, because the company Caviar, Caviar.
Comes smeared with caviar, presumably.
No, well, maybe, but yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's too expensive for me, yeah. So I haven't bought one. But it's so this company is known for creating heavily artistic versions of phones, and it's made of Supremo Putin, after Vladimir Putin, leader. This version is made out of titanium, and it's black with a gold-plated finish. Now, the phone has got Putin's face on the back of it. It's in gold. You should take a look. It's quite an interesting phone. Mm. Along with a quote from the national anthem of Russia.
That's nice.
So that's interesting.
Isn't it? Do we know the quote? Or?
Oh, I haven't got that written down.
That's
sorry.
Fine.
No,
no.
It's
important.
Probably something to do with hating homosexuals or something, presumably.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Let's move on to watches.
Shall we?
So, in the luxury watch world, black is the new gold. Why, you ask? Well, more and more owners of shiny new...
Diversity? I don't know.
Shiny new Rolex watches. Again, I don't know if you guys have a Rolex watch.
I mean, I've got one. Yeah. I've got several here in my coat if you want to buy one.
I'm all right, thanks. I've got a nice Michael Kors watch here. So more and more people want shiny new Rolexes, but they want to turn them into black watches. These are made out of stainless steel.
Yes.
They can be yellow gold or platinum, but apparently people are paying thousands of pounds to turn these watches jet black. And apparently they want to appear less ostentatious. They want to sort of stay under the radar and make it look like it's not really a Rolex watch, but it is, but it's black.
Fewer. So how are they making them black? I mean, they're colouring them in with a Sharpie? What are they doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
I was going to say, I could do that for that money.
Yeah, easy.
I'll do it for half of that.
Yeah.
No problem. I've got a marker pen in my bag.
Yeah. I've got some black electrical tape. I can just wrap it around.
Mm. Well, that's not quite how they're doing it, but somehow they are turning it black.
Good.
Mineral. Black.
Yeah.
And apparently it's very popular.
Is it?
I want the music back again.
Oh, yeah, if you're on the story. Yes, it does that. Hang on.
Surely that just makes you look like a child, because children wear like coloured watches.
They
don't
do.
Can't use that word anymore, Cornelius. That's from the 70s.
It's apparently
black watches. They are. Are you not listening?
They are black watches.
You cannot say coloured watches. Stop it. Racist again. Racist.
These watches are very popular in the boardroom, apparently, as. As we become more aware of us, the consumer, you know, what we want. We don't want to just be dictated. We want to you know, as to what we should buy. If we want to change our watch to black, then we can do that.
I don't wear a watch.
Let's move on to some yummy foods that contain iron and calcium.
Ooh. Yay!
Okay, so...
Is it just a list?
Basically.
Yay!
Yeah, basically. I have actually got proper work to do, but this is what you're getting, right?
Fine.
So, as I say, you can increase your iron and calcium intake by munching on the following foods. So, apparently dried peaches and prune juice. Doesn't sound... I don't like the idea of prune juice, to be honest. Dried peaches sounds nice, and some sesame seeds. They're apparently very high in amounts... very high in iron, which is obviously very good. Prevents you feeling tired. Apparently I'm a bit low in iron, so I take some iron tablets.
Okay.
I think most people are, to be fair.
Guinness has got lots of
Guinness
iron.
I like to suck a magnet.
That's probably not a good idea. But apparently, in order for our bodies to absorb the iron better, we need to eat. We need to add vegetables like potatoes or tomato with them as well. Brussels sprouts are also
this
very
good. This is
vegetable
news now.
Well, it's sort of going into vegetable news a little bit. So Brussels sprouts, very good for you. I love Brussels sprouts, not just at Christmas, but all year round.
I'm with you, Tanya. I like a Brussels sprout.
I love them. I have them for my tea tonight, actually, with the fish pie.
That's because you are...
I'm not a racist for not liking Brussels sprouts.
Brussels is in Europe! Racist!
Brussels sprouts. Full of iron. And things like raisins as well, like other dried fruits, they also contain large amounts of iron.
We should eat raisins during the show, John.
They're foreign. You wouldn't like them. That is
Danny.
The
Mineral News.
Thank you very much, Tanya.
You're very welcome.
Mineral News. There. In a moment, Professor Stephen Hawking will tell us a joke.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Professor Stephen Hawking, then, not only mentioned in Philip Hammond's budget today, but also, of course, a little joke he made at Jeremy Corbyn. Because, Stephen Hawking had a go at Jeremy Corbyn the other day, which you probably heard. But he joins us now, Professor Stephen Hawking, to tell us a joke. Now, it works like this. On the programme here, you get the setup to a joke, Professor Stephen Hawking's pull back and reveal. Now, the moment he pulls back and reveals is on our podcast, because what you get here is the setup, but the punchline to the forthcoming joke is only available on our podcast, which you can find at talkradio.co.uk, or, of course, on iTunes. Please do subscribe. We're not in any kind of chart. Now, it's like a lolly stick. You know, do you remember back in the day when lolly sticks had a joke on them, if you, right? Because you bought a lolly, didn't you? An ice lolly, a strawberry mivvy, an orange sparkle, or one of those ones that tasted supposedly like cider but didn't, right? Though, they had a joke on the stick sticking out of the bottom that you could see. To get to the punchline, you had to suck the lolly off, all right? It's like that, but in audible form. So, essentially, set up punchline, if that makes sense. Do you remember the lot? Josh, comedian Josh Widdicombe, do you remember? Do you remember the lolly stick? Do an observation.
Oh, ice lollies. I mean, why do we have ice lollies in this country? Whoever put a normal lolly into their mouth and thought, well, this is far too warm. No, who wants an ice lolly in their mouth? It's too cold. We're not in the Bahamas.
Racist.
I mean Torquay.
Josh Widdicombe there explaining it. So that was some observation for you. This is what he does. So here.
That's quite a good bit, actually.
It's not bad. Professor said, but that proves how easy it is.
Yeah.
He's like famous or something like that crap. Anyway, there is, of course, now the small matter of Professor Stephen Hawking's joke. Play me the overly long intro music.
Hello. I'm Professor Stephen Hawking out of Off of Science. I'd just like to say I think that Jeremy Corbyn is shit. Speaking of jokes, here's this week's. How do you titillate an ocelot?
There it is. Professor Stephen Hawking's pull back and reveal. There's his joke. How do you titillate an ocelot? If you like the punchline to that joke, and it is a good one. Isn't it, Chloe? Yeah. Isn't it, though? It's a good one. You need to subscribe to our podcast. You can do it on iTunes. You can do it at talkradio.co.uk. Subscribe. Rate it. Like it. It's the only place you'll find it. Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. Here's some adverts now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Philip Hammond has delivered his first budget, and there's plenty to get your teeth into. The NHS, social care, taxation, and all with Brexit looming on the horizon. So how will it all affect you? Find out in a dedicated 16-page supplement. Pick up your copy in The Times this Thursday.
Now at TradePoint, the Karcher K4 Full Control Car and Home Pressure Washer was £233, now just £192. Offer ends 19th of March. Excludes VAT 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Congestion for the anti-clockwise M60 at the moment as you approach Junction 17 for Prestwich. A lane down because of a multi-vehicle accident. Long delays for the M6 in Staffordshire, north of Junction 14 for Stafford North. Two lanes remain closed after a lorry fire. Queues are back to Junction 13. Into Leicester, the A6 London Road near to De Montfort Street is closed because of an accident. You're being diverted along De Montfort Street and Regent Road. And the London Bound M20 slow past an accident between 6 at Chatham and 5 at Aylesford. I'm Jarena Adams.
At this time of year, it's all rain, big coats, and short days. At SEAT, we think you deserve a treat. With our beautifully created winter drive offer, you can pick up a new Ibiza FR for just £199 per month, with an initial rental of £499. And that's not the only treat. We'll also give you an extra £500 off on top of all existing offers when you test drive any new SEAT. Search SEAT for more.
48-month contract hire on the Ibiza SEFR Tech 1.290 PS, subject to status. 18s and over, T's and C's apply. Cars ordered by 31st of March 2017 and registered by 30th of June 2017. You will not own the vehicle. £500 is put towards your monthly rentals. Visit seat.co.uk. SEAT Financial Services.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Order! Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon, and I am John Holmes. Hello there. Now, Of course, we are the only program, I'm fairly confident in saying, to give away some meat. It's mostly a budget issue, if I'm brutally honest. You know, we sort of go, oh, can we have anything to give away as a prize? Not really, no. So, you know, we just figure it out ourselves. And, you know, we look round at what people like, and the answer to that was meat. So, or organic veg, because we're... Why?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
No.
Say it now.
Because we're not racist.
You are.
No.
So, if you would like to play a radio quiz for some meat, well, Afternoons on Talk Radio is your place. Let's give away some now in a game of Dead or Alive. Chicken, beef, lamb, veg, quiz.
It's Dead or Alive!
There's a list of things that are either dead or they're alive. You just got to decide which is which. Which is their status? Is it dead or is it alive? Amanda's on the telephone. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, John.
Happy International Women's Day, Amanda.
Oh, yeah. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you. Happy International Women's Day to international women everywhere.
Indeed, everywhere.
Have you done anything for International Women's Day?
Do you know what? I haven't, and I feel really bad as a class teacher. I didn't even mention it.
Didn't you? That's the next generation, Amanda.
Yeah, I know. But it's okay, because I'll just say it tomorrow.
I imagine you were concentrating on the budget, were you, with the kids today?
Yeah, I went through it in fine detail with them, so they knew exactly how many pencils we could have and use.
Yeah, how many's going to affect them later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, well, look, here's the thing, Amanda. We've got a quiz for you, of course. Where do you teach, by the way? I should ask you that.
In Kingston.
In Jamaica?
Yes, absolutely. Great. In Jamaica.
Well done.
It's beautiful and sunny here.
Yes, of course. And what age do you teach, Amanda?
Year 6, so 10 and 11-year-olds.
Okay, good. Right, well, you can be proud if you win some meat today on International Women's Day, but proudly tell them tomorrow of your achievements, and tell them they too could achieve what you have, Amanda.
And win some meat.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg?
Oh, it's going to have to be lamb.
Lamb!
Lamb, please.
Oh, right, spring is in the air.
Yeah, a little bit Easter lamb.
So a little bit of lamb is going to be yours if you score highly enough in Dead or Alive. Now, what you're going to hear, very simply, are a list of things, as I say. All you have to do is tell me whether they're dead or alive. That's it, Amanda. It's very simple.
Okay.
And paid intern Cornelius, he's racist. He'll be keeping score. So here we go with this week's edition of Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Here's number one.
Okay.
The internet in this building since the new year.
I'm going to go dead.
Is correct. We think it's good. A sort of Y2K incident, if you remember that back at the...
Yeah, I do remember that. Panic stations all round.
We think something local happened here that stopped it working. Anyway, it's not worked since, so no one's bothered to fix it. Someone put a ticket in, but they emailed it, so it didn't get there.
Oh, yeah, I hate those IT tickets. Nothing ever gets done.
I just hate all the IT people.
Yeah, the chances of the Talk Radio production team having a mild breakdown thanks to the internet in this building.
Very much alive.
Very much alive. Very much so, yeah.
Okay, good.
There's the next
that
one.
Too.
The chances of Mr. Motivator being booked as a paper reviewer on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
I think it's probably quite I'm going to go alive.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? You'd think. Yeah, because
he's
that's the kind of
star.
Guest. Yeah, he is. And it's the kind of guest that Paul Ross would be given by his guest booker. But while he was booked, Mr. Motivator, by the celebrity guest booker, Johnny, once the boss, Denny, got wind of it, he just vetoed it for quite obvious reasons.
Yeah, probably the outfit choices.
Yeah. No, Denny just wears a ill-fitting suit. dead or alive, the atmosphere at a Codaline gig.
Dead.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. Dead or alive, the chances of Lord Heseltine getting a job at Battersea Dogs Home now that he's lost his job as a government advisor.
To be honest, they've got quite high expectations at Batty Dog's home, but they might take pity on him, so I'm going to say alive, just.
Well, I'm going to say dead, because, of course, he strangled an Alsatian to death once.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Not that great. No, I don't remember that.
It wasn't quite to death.
He tried to put it down himself. I think that was his mum's Alsatian or something.
Yeah, it was his mum's Alsatian.
I think he just said he was trying to. I don't know.
Throttled it.
Anyway, he's a dog
just
murderer.
Trying to hug it.
Yeah. Dead or alive? My auntie Sylvie.
I'm going to say alive.
Yes, I'm going to say yes, because weekly updates, she's still alive. She's in a home. She's 96, 97 in April. She's lost control of all of her faculties. Yes, she won't understand that. All of her mental faculties have gone, but she is still alive, bless her, Auntie Sylvie, and I'll keep you with a weekly update as we go along, as you know.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Dead or alive, only lovers left.
I don't know what that means, so I'm going to go dead.
No, Only Lovers Left Alive, the 2013 film starring Tilda Swinton and Tom Hiddleston.
I've not seen it.
Never mind. A depressed musician reunites with his lover through their romance, which has already endured several centuries, is disrupted by the arrival of her uncontrollable younger sister.
Alive?
No, that wasn't the question. That was an explanation of the film.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Dead or... I'm really not with it. I've had a really long day.
Yes, you work hard, you're a teacher. Dead or alive, The Hills.
Alive with music.
Sound of Music. You'd think, wouldn't you? No, I'm afraid not. The answer in this case is dead. The Hills were a family who lived about three doors down from my parents. Three generations of them sadly wiped out in a hopscotch tournament that went wrong in the mid-90s. So I'm afraid that's the wrong answer to that. Finally, it's a music question.
Okay.
How easy rock and roll songs are, according to Chaz and Dave...
Dead.
Let's find out.
Rock and roll song,
yeah. Is the right answer.
Easy.
Let's go over to Cornelius, who's been keeping score very quickly there. Cornelius, the score.
Five.
No drama there. No build up. Philip Hammond's budget, that was, wasn't it? Just there.
Five.
Is that enough for...
Yes.
Okay. Well done, Amanda. You've won a lamb.
Thank you so much.
You've won a lamb. Happy International Women's Day.
Enjoy your afternoon.
And you, bye. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
She's won a lamb. And Lam Delaney is in the studio. Happy International Women's Day, Sam.
Happy International Women's Day to you.
Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
So what's better, Women's Day or the budget? Have you discussed that? We should do a poll,
shouldn't
we?
We've tried to do International Budget Women's Day.
What's better, women or money?
Yeah.
The eternal question.
It is, and we're passing that baton to you to fix.
I did a phone-in once on our sister station, Talk Radio, where I asked ask listeners to, am I? Oh, I wonder I'm being paid so little. I thought it was just a mix up. Why have my wages halved? It's my budget question. I think it was the football season wasn't on, so there was nothing to talk about. So I said, put these in order: women, money, beer, football, or darts. Mm-hmm. And it sustained a three-hour phone-in.
Yeah.
With different people arguing quite passionately about what order to arrange those things in. And then one guy rang up and had a right go at me. He goes, you've forgotten the most important thing of all. Because I'd obviously said, well, these are the five most important things in life. Yeah. He went, what about the kiddies? And I went, yeah, okay, the kiddies are important if you have them. And he went mental at me.
Wow.
So I have ventured into this area before.
Well, let's hope he phones in again.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about the budget, best, most exciting day of the year, obviously.
Yeah.
Talking about Phil Hammond, bit of women. And we've got Sir Alan Parker coming on the show as well, director of everything.
Alan Parker?
The Commitments.
Yes.
Evita.
Bugsy Malone.
Midnight Express. Weird combination of films.
Alan Parker.
Well, I'm doing a special event with Alan Parker on Sunday.
Advertising.
Where we're doing a screening of Bugsy Malone, but before that I'll be interviewing him about his career, which started in advertising. Yeah. Basically, he's coming on to plug that.
And also, he could have been anything that he wanted to be.
He could, well put. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's better than Lamb Delaney. Yeah. That's two classics in one hand. Yeah. Over.
Hashtag Bugsy Malone, Joe.
Yeah, yeah, drop the mic.
I'm going to do it, hang on.
Yeah.
Done. Right, Sam Delaney with you after four for Drive. That's next, Time fans. I'm back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.